And a pleasant good afternoon to you from Open Space Park in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for football. The Dort College Defenders and the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves in Great Plains Athletic Conference action this afternoon from Open Space Park, the football field at Open Space Park. The Dort College Defenders coming in with an 0-5 over 0-5 GPAC mark, 0-6 overall, while Nebraska Wesleyan comes in 0-4 in the GPAC and 1-4 overall. We'll take a closer look at this opponent for the Dort College Defenders as the afternoon progresses. It is an overcast day here in Sioux Center. Warming up, though, game time temperature will be in that 60-degree neighborhood, possibly warm up even a little bit more from there as the day moves along. The Dort College Defenders coming off a loss last week to Dakota Wesleyan, a game in which the Defenders seemed to take a step forward on offense, gaining over 600 yards of offense in a game where both teams accumulated nearly 1,200 yards of offense. Dort College lost that game by a couple of touchdowns, 45-31, when all was said and done. For Nebraska Wesleyan, they've run the gauntlet early on in this season and a pretty good football team to be standing 0-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference at this point. As we do most weeks, we will check in with the commissioner, Corey Westra, about this week in Great Plains Athletic Conference football. That comes up right after this.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronic Scholar athletes, and the GPAC has 19-team NAIA national champions. For more information about the GPAC, visit our newly redesigned website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference. Academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
Expecting a baby? WIC will help. WIC, a supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children. Prenatal health and nutrition for women. Breastfeeding advice. Formula for infants and cereal, milk, and juice all free, as well as immunization information. WIC is your parenting partner helping you raise a healthy family. For a helping hand, not a handout, call WIC in Iowa at 1-800-532-1579.
Sponsored by WIC and the Iowa Department of Public Health, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is the GPAC Football Saturday Report for Saturday, October 13, brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'm Corey Westra. On this week's GPAC Football Saturday Report, let's begin with the Week 6 GPAC Football Scoreboard. Concordia defeated Briar Cliff 45-12, Morningside over Doan 28-3. Dakota Wesleyan posted a win over Dort 45-31, Northwestern at home over Midland 39-20, and Hastings in non-conference play defeated Dakota State 55-19. The Hoff Mid-America Sports Football Players of the Week are as follows. On offense, Derek Carlson, tight end from Dakota Wesleyan, 5 catches for 163 yards and 4 touchdowns in the Tigers' win against Dort 45-31. Brady Bonte, linebacker from Dakota Wesleyan, he takes the defensive honor after counting up 6 solo and 13 assisted tackles in the win against Dort. He also recovered a fumble late in the game that led to a touchdown for Dakota Wesleyan. And on special teams, Cole Boger, defensive back and special teams performer from Morningside, takes the honor. A punt return of 35 yards. He also blocked a punt in the contest as Morningside picked up the win at Doan 28-3, and Boger was named the NAIA Special Teams Player of the Week. That is a look back at week number 6. Coming up after the break, week 7 of GPAC football. The Football Saturday Report continues right after this.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronic Scholar athletes, and the GPAC has 20-team NAIA national champions. Visit our website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
Week 7 of GPAC football will feature another four-game conference slate with one non-conference matchup this week. We begin with the conference games. At 1 o'clock in Seward, Concordia will host 11th-ranked Northwestern. Nebraska Wesleyan will be coming off their bye week and headed to Sioux Center to battle the Dort Defenders at 1 o'clock at Open Space Field. Morningside at number 4, home for homecoming against number 19 Dakota Wesleyan in a 2 o'clock kick at Elwood Olsen Stadium. 17th-ranked Hastings, they will be at Midland for the Watchorn McLaughlin Trophy, and that's a 4 o'clock kickoff in Fremont on Saturday afternoon. Non-conference has Briarcliff home in Sioux City at Memorial Field. They will host Dakota State and the Trojans. Doan is off for Week 7 of GPAC football. Here's the updated GPAC football standings heading into this weekend. Hastings and Morningside co-lead the league at 4-0. It is Northwestern and Dakota Wesleyan both at 3-1. Doan is 3-2, Concordia 2-2, Midland sits at 2-3, Briarcliff at 1-4, Nebraska Wesleyan 0-4, and Dort at 0-5 in the conference football standings. And you can view those updated standings on our website at gpacksports.com. Let's switch gears over to the NAIA Top 25 for this week. At the number one spot for the second week in a row is Marion of Indiana. Georgetown at number 2, Missouri Valley 3, Morningside 4, and William Penn at number 5. A strong representation from the GPAC in spots 11 through 22. Northwestern at number 11, Hastings now at 17, Dakota Wesleyan ranked 19th, and Doan is at number 22. For complete updates on the Great Plains Athletic Conference, be sure to visit our website at gpacksports.com. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Those links available off the website as well. And this has been your Week 7 GPAC Football Saturday Report. I'm Corey Westra.
Are you looking for a college with a supportive community? Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa is not just a college, but a community of people passionate about Christian education. Students get involved in area churches, organizations, and events. People in the community get involved with Dort at athletic events, music concerts, and lectures. The Sioux Center community believes in Dort College. For more information, check us out on Facebook and Twitter, or visit our website at www.dort.edu.
I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know it would be so hard. For me, it was easier to heal others than to heal myself.
If you or someone you know has a drug or alcohol problem, you are not alone.
Recovery was the hardest job I ever had, and the most important.
Good morning, Dr. Monroe.
Morning, Sarah. How are you today?
For information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We are about 13 minutes away from kickoff of this afternoon's football game, Dort College and Nebraska Wesleyan. Let's take a closer look at Nebraska Wesleyan, 0-4 in the GPAC, 1-4 overall. Their win came over St. Mary of Kansas to start the year. Four losses in the league include four-point losses to Midland and North, and a six-point loss to Northwestern in overtime. Wesleyan's gained 351 yards on the ground through five games. They have allowed 387 yards rushing. The Lincoln, Nebraska-based school has 1,087 yards passing on 24 attempts. They've allowed 1,205 yards. The Prairie Wolves have thrown eight interceptions and have taken away five. Nate Hoffman has thrown for 725 yards on 58 of 131 passing with four touchdowns and seven interceptions. Tyler Francis is 37 of 72 for 339 yards and doesn't have a touchdown pass while seeing time in four games. Dustin Bryant has run for 223 yards on 75 attempts and has rushed for two touchdowns. Jordan Delbaugh has 17 carries for 44 yards. Wesleyan is led on defense by Brett Katzer with 30 solo and 27 assisted stops, eight tackles for loss with one interception. The Defenders are 0-5 in the GPAC, 0-6 overall. They're coming off a 45-31 loss to Dakota Wesleyan. Dort has been outscored 219-93 this season through five games. Defenders have gained 1,448 yards on the ground. They've given up 1,170. Dort's gained 705 yards in the air. Teams have gained 1,545 yards in the air against Dort College. Dort has thrown 10 interceptions. They've taken away four. They've forced five fumbles and have lost nine. Trey Pickney has 366 yards on the ground for an 8.5 yards per carry average. He has rushed for over 100 yards twice this season and in the last two games, in fact. Leonard Manuel has 246 yards on the ground. Daniel Fennig, 237. Bryce Ressler has gained 213 yards. But as you will hear on our interview with Coach Greg Youngblood, it is likely that he will be out for at least some time, but could potentially be done for the year. Bryce Ressler hurt his knee last week against Dakota Wesley, and Josh Van Kampen has 182 yards on the ground. Kyle Henricks has 104 yards on 32 carries and has completed 35 of 66 passes for 552 yards and a touchdown. David Grease has 15 catches for 171 yards. Pickney has 209 yards on 12 catches. Aaron France has 6 catches for 141 yards. Seth Vandevoort tops the Dort defense with 34 solo and 26 assisted tackles. He's got 3 tackles for loss. Vanoa Harris had 31 solo and 21 assisted stops. Ray Cleveland has made 26 solo tackles with 20 assisted stops and has a team-high 2 interceptions. Sam Ashmore has 24 solo and 20 assisted tackles and 1.5 sacks to lead Dort College in that category. We'll be back visiting with Coach Greg Youngblood, Dort College head football coach, right after this. Dort College Defender football team takes on the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. Great Plains Athletic Conference action this afternoon, and the Dort College Defenders coming off of a loss to the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers last weekend in Mitchell, South Dakota. And Coach, for your ball club, very good day offensively. Gained a lot of yards, put some points on the board. Never forced to punt. There were some very good things that happened for your team on Saturday, in spite of the loss.
Yeah, our guys did a really good job on offense. Some things all kind of came together and clicked. So I give them the credit. They've been working hard all season, and we've seen flashes, but they really, really kind of got it going. So that was real good, and we want to, you know, obviously continue that momentum. At the same time, you know, we know we left some things still on the table. You know, a couple turnovers that would have resulted in points. One was on their 5-yard line. The other one they returned for touchdown. So, you know, even though we did a lot of things, you know, with as many yards as we had and all that, you know, we probably should have had 50 points, you know, to be honest with you, if you look at the way we move the ball. So we gotta continue to do that and do a good job and then finish everything. You know, we did some good things and made some big plays and finished some drives, but you never know how the game works out. So that's our job offensively, is always score one more point than they do, and that's got to be our goal. But we definitely can feel good and use that to build off of for next week.
You talk about some things clicking. What clicked for your guys on offense last week?
You know, I think it was just getting all the pieces together. You know, there have been times we made good reads and we miss a block or we miss an assignment. For the most part, it was where, you know, we had the right read, the right block, the right assignment, all together. And you know, with any offense that happens, especially with an option oriented offense where there's a lot of moving parts, you know, I think it took a while for us to gel, but that's no given that it's going to be that way from now on, but we can feel good and know that we can do it, but we've got to continue to work and we know if we do the right things, the way it should look.
Nebraska Wesleyan comes in today and a team that has played some of the teams that are in the top tier of the conference. What do you see from Nebraska Wesleyan that concerns you?
Well, they're a very good football team. They are, like you said, they've lost the best teams in the GPAC, and they're physical up front. They've got some good players. They're going to be a team that is looking for their second win. They had a bye week last week, so they've had a week off. The fact that we did move the ball last week, not that they would have anyway, but they definitely, you know, are going to be looking and to stop what we do and take notice of that. And so we're going to see a different defensive scheme than last week and a different defensive scheme, really we've seen all year. They run a 4-man front, and most teams in GPAC are more of a 3-man front. So that'll be a new challenge for our guys. So there's a lot of challenges there, but they're a good football team that is looking to get themselves going late in the season, so it'll be a good challenge for us.
Personnel-wise, Bryce Ressler had to leave the game last week. Saw him on the sideline on crutches with an ice bag. His status, and then it also sounds like you're getting some guys back this week. Thinking of Jordan Birdsong has been cleared to play. Status of some of those guys?
Yeah, Bryce, I haven't actually heard the results. I don't know if we've gotten him back from his MRI, but they were pretty sure, the trainer and the doctor checking him out, that he's probably got a torn ACL. So with the swelling and things he's had, you know, there it's very would be most almost 100% sure he'd be gone for the season. So that's an unfortunate loss, although, you know, we know Kyle's got done a good lot of good things, and obviously we're confident in him taking over. So that'll move Caleb Luzinger in the backup role, but Kyle will get all the, you know, all the snaps, and it'll be his game. So unfortunate loss, but good that we have some depth there. And then, yeah, Jordan Birdsong's back, and I wouldn't say 100%, but he's going to give us everything he's got, and he's definitely going to be a guy that's going to help us on defense. So excited to get those two back, and then we're closer to John Leachins, not this week, but I think we're getting closer maybe next week. So yeah, it'd be good to get some of those older guys back.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu, the Dort College Defenders. And Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves set for the coin toss, and we will turn it over to our referee, Thomas Koss, when the time comes. The Prairie Wolves are coming off a 33-27 overtime loss to Northwestern from 2 weeks ago. They had last week off as their bye week in conference play. They were outgained 360-236 in that contest, had just 22 yards of rushing on the ground. Their quarterback, Tyler Francis, was 19 of 38 in the air for 164 yards. Jordan Delbaugh caught 8 balls for 66 yards. Nord College had a record-setting performance in their most recent outing, a 45-31 loss to Dakota Wesleyan. The defenders gained 441 yards on the ground and 250 yards in the air and outgained the host 691-546. Trey Pickney ran for over 100 yards for the second game in a row and had 113 yards on 11 carries, while Russler had 88 yards on 16 carries before leaving the game with an injury. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We are moments away from the start of today's football game. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back right after this with our kickoff from Open Space Park in Sioux Center. Dort College will be kicking off to start this afternoon's football game. Dort College moving from right to left and doing the kicking for Dort College on their kickoffs will be Kevin Giese, as he has all season long. Overcast skies here in Sioux Center, a few sun shadows coming out, and Giese ready for the left-footed kick, and we will be underway shortly. Giese's kick, a high end-over-end kick, drives the receiver back into the end zone, and Cody Eiler lets it go through the end zone and out of play, and that's where Dakota Wesleyan will start from, first down and 10, and they will take over at their own 25-yard line. Touchback out to the 25. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Nebraska Wesleyan has it first down and 10. Nebraska Wesleyan in their road white jerseys, brown numbers trimmed out in gold. They're wearing brown pants. Under center for Nebraska Wesleyan is Tyler Francis. So Francis brings the team up to the line of scrimmage. Francis under center, fakes the handoff. He's going to roll right, passes off to the fullback coming out of the backfield, and that's a 12-yard gain before he's upended by Josh Nollmeyer. Nick Lovell on the carry, and he gains 12 yards. And Nebraska Wesleyan right out of the chute, a 12-yard pickup on the play. And Nebraska Wesleyan has their first down of the afternoon. Dort College in their home black jersey, silver numbers trimmed out in white. The front three for the defenders, Micah Applegate, Jordan Birdsong, and smack dab in the middle of that front three is Chris McCoy. Under center is Francis. Three receivers set to the left. They pitch it off to the left, looking for room to run, and about a two-yard gain on the play for Dustin Bryant. Bryant out near the 40-yard line. It'll be second down and 8. Second and 8 for Nebraska Wesleyan. Sam Ashmore in on the tackle for the defenders. Second down and 8 coming up for Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan with their gold helmets, a brown stripe right down the middle. Looks like we'll see shotgun for the first time with quarterback Tyler Francis. Francis sends a man in motion left to right. Back to pass is Francis. Pressure from the outside by Sam Ashmore, and the pass incomplete intended for Dustin Bryant. Outside the numbers on the far sideline at about the 43-yard line. And that will bring up third down and eight and stops the clock on the incomplete pass. 13:53 left to play in the first quarter. 0-0 our score. Dort College will check another defensive back into the contest. That's Ray Cleveland coming in, I believe. Checking out is the linebacker, Matt Grease. And Nebraska Wesleyan shows shotgun formation, facing second down and eight at their own 40-yard line. Man in motion, right to left, back to pass is Francis. Three-man rush by the defenders. Pass to the sideline, incomplete. Would have been short of the first down even if Brooke Earhart pulls it in. Cam Petrie there on the coverage at about the 45-yard line. He was going to be 3 yards short of the first down. And we'll have our first punch of the afternoon for Nebraska Wesleyan. This will be Kelby Vandenberg, and Vandenberg will kick it away. Line of scrimmage at their own 40-yard line. Vandenberg has to crouch down to catch the football on the snap. A high spiraling kick takes the Dort College bounce at the 28-yard line, comes back to the 30, and that's where Dort College will start from. First down and 10 at their own 30-yard line with 13:41 remaining in this first quarter. 0-0 our score, so Nebraska Wesleyan scores on, or I'm sorry, they gain a first down on their first play from scrimmage, and they went with the pass almost exclusively on those four plays, three of them passing. Kyle Henricks under center, Dort College in their wing tee, or that flex bone offense, two running backs set as wing backs. You've got the fullback, and that is Josh Van Kempen. Pitch to the left comes over to Fennick. Fennick to the 35, to the 40, and he's brought down at the 41-yard line. Healthy gain of 8 yards on the play for Daniel Fennick on the first play from scrimmage on the toss sweep to the left side or the near sideline. He's downed at the 41. It'll be second down and short for the defenders. Kyle Henricks is the quarterback for the defenders. Henricks under center. Henricks comes up to the line of scrimmage, now checks off. Henricks wears number 9. He's 6'4", 250 from Little Elm, Texas. They send Pickney in motion. They'll sweep to him to the right. Pickney, room to run. He's downed at the 47-yard line. A gain of 6 on the play. It'll be first down and 10 for the defenders. Looking at the field, no flags on the field, so the defenders have their first down of the afternoon. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 47-yard line. To the near side, you have Van Graal. That is Daryl Van Graal, the wide receiver. David Grease to the right. No tight end. They sweep it left side. They get it to Fennick. Fennick outside the numbers at the 50, and he's brought down in Nebraska Wesleyan territory at the 48-yard line. Fennick picks himself up with the help of some teammates, and he will stay at the sideline now, and coming in will be Aaron Francis. A gain of 4 on the play for the defenders into Nebraska Wesleyan territory for the first time this afternoon. Second down and 6 coming up for Dort College. 0-0 our score, just underway. Clock rolling, 12:29 left to play, first quarter. Henricks checks off to the sideline. Grease to the right, Van Graal to the left. They send Francis in motion. They fake fullback dive, and Henricks keeps it himself, and he's brought down near the line of scrimmage after he tries to run option to the left, and he's brought down by Nebraska Wesleyan's Russell Walton. Walton on the tackle. That'll bring up third down, and we'll call it 7. Third and 7. Third down and 7 yards to go. Dort College in Nebraska Wesleyan territory. 11:50 left to go, first quarter. 19 seconds on the play clock. Owen Rinalda is over the football for Dort College. They send Francis in motion, fake the pitch. Henricks back to pass. Pass over the middle right at a Nebraska Wesleyan player, and it's intercepted to the 45 to the 50. 45-40, he could go the distance. 30, 25, 20. He's got a convoy into the end zone and a touchdown for Nebraska Wesleyan. Seth Wardeen, with the interception return from the 35-yard line, a 65-yard interception and return. And Nebraska Wesleyan is on the board first, 6-0, pending the point after. Now, Kyle Henricks had a man open short, simply overthrew him, and Wardeen caught it right in the breadbasket. Nebraska Wesleyan takes a 6-0 lead, and Jay Brooks is on to kick the point after. So the point after coming, Snap is down. The kick is up, and Nebraska Wesleyan has taken a 7-0 lead. 7-0 our score. Nebraska Wesleyan scores on a interception return by Seth Wardine. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Dort College, two first downs on their drive before an interception. The first pass play of the day for the defenders is returned for a touchdown. Bringing it out is Trey Pickney. Pickney spins at the 25, and he's going to be ridden out of bounds at the 27-yard line by Nebraska Wesleyan and their special teams. Making the tackle for Nebraska Wesleyan is Clint Baldwin. Baldwin with the tackle. And Dort College will take it first down and 10. With 11:23 left to go in the first quarter, Nebraska Wesleyan leads 7-0. So Dort College and the offensive unit back onto the field. Dort College starting at their own 30-yard line. So good field position as Pickney ridden out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Football's on the ground and a turnover, and they are Dort College unable to execute the exchange between Henriks and the fullback. And that fullback that time, Leonard Manuel. And Nebraska Wesleyan with an opportunity to take a stranglehold on this football game early on. They've got it at first down and 10 at the Dort College 31-yard line. So a fumble. And Dort College, not a good start to this afternoon's football game. 11:18 left to play in the first quarter. Wesleyan brings the troops up to the line of scrimmage. That's Tyler Francis. Francis fakes the handoff. He's going to roll left, looking left, still on the run and throws it out of bounds. Just dumps it away as nobody was open. And it'll be first, second down and 10 for the defenders after the incomplete pass. So for Dort College, a pair of miscues resulting in turnovers to start this contest. Now the defense needs to pick things up and figure out a way to halt Nebraska Wesleyan. Today's broadcast made possible by the Vinningland Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Hand off to the fullback, Dustin Bryant. Bryant is brought down for little or no gain. It's going to be third down and 9. He gains 1 on the play. And Nebraska Wesleyan has it third down and 9. Wesleyan took over at the Dort College 31. It's now at the 30. Got to think they might be in four down territory here. Their kicker, Aaron Lorraine, 6 of 10 on field goals with a long of 39. See if Dort College can come up with a stop here defensively. They creep Sam Ashmore up on the right side of the line. Back to pass. Francis over the middle. Pass is completed. That's a first down to the 5-yard line. Pass completed to Brian Pieper. That's Pieper, beg your pardon. Pieper with the pass catch down to the 6-yard line. A 24-yard gain on the play. And Nebraska Wesleyan extends the drive. They now have it first down and goal to go at the 6-yard line. 10:26 left to play in the first quarter. Wesleyan already leading 7-0 by virtue of a 65-yard interception and return. Under center is Francis, I formation, the handoff to the tailback, straight up the middle, still on his feet, and finally brought down at the 2-yard line. Making the tackle, Jay Pelham, the carry by Dustin Bryant, down to the 2, and that'll bring up second down and goal to go. Offset I formation, they turn, they pitch, goes right side, and stops short of the goal line is Dustin Bryant. That'll bring up third down and goal to go. Third down and goal to go for the Prairie Wolves. They try to hurry it up inside the Dort College 5-yard line. Trying to make it so Dort College can't get a defensive change. Now Dort College hustles in another lineman from the sideline. That's Josh Waldecker. Waldecker gets in. Josh Nolmeyer comes out. I formation. Jordan Delbaugh is the tailback. Francis is under center. Man in motion. They hand it to Delbaugh. Delbaugh finds a seam. He's into the end zone. A 2-yard touchdown run. And Wesleyan leads 13-0 pending the point after. So Nebraska Wesleyan. A 2-yard touchdown run by Jordan Delbaugh. And Nebraska Wesleyan leads it 13-0. Second point after try coming here for Jay Brooks. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. And Wesleyan leads it 14-0. 14-0 our score. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. Putting it mildly, a rough start for the Dort College defenders. They trail at 14-0, 9:08 left to play in the first quarter. Dort College has to find a way to hang on to the football and extend a drive. They've got it at their own 15-yard line, and Daniel Fennig runs it out to the 17-yard line. Started from inside the 5, and Nebraska Wesleyan playing with a lot of confidence right now. 9:03 left to play in the first quarter. Dort College takes over at their own 17-yard line. So the Dort College defense has been put in, well, was put in a precarious position. And they surrendered a 31-yard touchdown drive. Pitch over to Pickney. Pickney on the right side. Pickney trying to find his way outside the numbers, and he is out of bounds near the 20-yard line. No, they're going to mark him stepping out of bounds at the 18. So little or no gain on the play on that play that gets stretched out to the far side. It's going to be second down and 9. So Dort College taking over after the touchdown run by Jordan Delbaugh on the point after makes it 14-0. Kyle Henricks up to the line of scrimmage. Henricks under center. Send a man in motion. They fake the handoff. Here's the pitch right side, and it's down on the ground, and Dort College has turned it over again. The pitch to Fennig. He had to reach for it, unable to bring it in. And now conversation on the sideline, making sure Nebraska Wesleyan recovered that football inbounds, and they did. And this will be at their own 12-yard, or at the 12-yard line of the Dort College defenders. So Nebraska Wesleyan has an opportunity to go up big here early. Tackle by Sam Ashmore on the handoff to Jordan Delbaugh. Loss of one on the play to Delbaugh. It's going to be second down and 11. You cannot afford to give teams short field positions like this. Dort College, 3 offensive possessions and 3 turnovers. 1 via a interception. 2 by fumble now. Nebraska Wesleyan with a football. At the Dort College 14-yard line, second down and 11. Pass out in the flat, completed, and inside the 10-yard line down to the 8-yard line. Pass was completed to Brooks Earhart. Clock will stop on the play with 7:52 left to play in the first quarter. Nebraska Wesleyan with an opportunity to go up 3 touchdowns early. Reminiscent of that football game at Concordia in the second quarter when Dort College turned the ball over and gave Concordia short fields to work with. Became a very difficult afternoon. 14-0, Dort College needs to regroup, and their defense needs to make a stop. Somehow, some way, you've got to make a play. Francis in the shotgun, back to pass, under pressure, lofts it off to the back coming out of the backfield and waltzing into the end zone for a touchdown is Dustin Bryant. Dustin Bryant on the 13-yard catch and run from Francis to Bryant. Wesleyan leads 20-0. Point after attempt coming for Jay Brooks. Brooks, the point after. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. And Nebraska Wesleyan leads it 21-0 by virtue of a pass interception for a touchdown and a pair of Dort College fumbles deep in their own territory. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Lorraine puts his foot into it. Daniel Fennig will take it at his own 70-yard line, to the 15, to the 20. Still on his feet, to the 32-yard line, and that's where Dort College will take over. First down and 10 at their own 32. With 7:13 remaining in this first quarter. Well, Dort College showed last week that they can score points and they can gain yardage. Tough to do, though, if you're turning the football over. Dort College, three possessions and three turnovers, and they've got to get that short up. Kyle Henricks, the quarterback, he's under center. Leonard Manuel's the fullback. You've got Pickney to the left. Back to pass is Henricks. Henricks, pass incomplete, intended for Pickney at the 35-yard line. Pass falls incomplete. It'll be second down and long. The near side receiver, that's Rockland Mao. Over on the far side is Sam Verhulst. Renald is the center. You've got Vischer to the right of him at the guard. You've got Kyle Skolton on the far right tackle. Near side, that's Nathan Moorhead and Jordan Huseman on the left side of the line. Running option, they're going to pitch it over to Pickney. Nowhere to go for Trey. Trey's bottled up at the 25-yard line. They will give him forward progress to the 26, it appears, but that's going to be a loss of five on the play, and it's third down and long. Third down and long. Sun coming out here in Sioux Center. Dort College trailing 21 to nothing. 6:43 and counting, first quarter. So Nebraska Wesleyan playing defense. Back to pass is Henricks after the play action. Pass to the right is incomplete. And there's going to be a flag on the play. It's going to be against Nebraska Wesleyan's, I believe that was a linebacker, Clint Baldwin. Baldwin got tangled up, it appeared, with Daniel Fennec. Pass coverage. And that'll be a first down for the defenders on the penalty, and that'll extend the drive. Well, Fennec unable to get away from Clint Baldwin. Baldwin impeded his progress enough that they call a penalty. Dort College has it first down and 10 at their own 46-yard line. So Henricks brings the troops up to the line of scrimmage. Henricks is under center. Manuel's the fullback. They're going to run option. No, pitch inside to Fennec. Fennec at midfield and spun down at the 50-yard line. A gain of four on the play for Fennec. That'll be a Dort College first down. Brett Katzer on the tackle. Katzer, one of the top defensive players for Nebraska Wesleyan, player of the week last week in the GPAC, has an interception and a quarterback sack. He's the leading tackler, 30 solos and 27 assisted stops for Nebraska Wesleyan this season. Second down and long coming for Dort College. Henricks under center, hands off to the fullback. No, keeps it himself. Pitches right side over to Pickney. Pickney runs out of room in Nebraska Wesleyan territory by a couple of yards. He's at the 48-yard line. He's forced out of bounds. That'll bring up third down, and it looks like four from my vantage point. Dort College run an option that time to the right side, and Pickney ran out of room before he could turn the corner. Pickney will line up in the slot. Receiver is Rockland Mao to the left. On the far side of the field is Sam Verhulst. Still got Daniel Fennig at a wing. Back to pass is Henricks. Henricks pass over to Mao, and the ball's down on the ground. And they're going to say incomplete. And I certainly thought Eric Richards really got into Dort College's Rockland Mao. Thought we could have seen another pass interference call. Flag not coming out, though. Dort College now on to punt. This will be Heath Bonestro. Dort College at the 48-yard line. And they're forced to punt. And bonus throw gets it away to the sideline, takes a bounce at about the 22-yard line and skips out of bounds. Bonus throw faked that he might run with it, and they're going to say the ball was out of bounds. Wow, at the 27-yard line. I thought it skipped out at the 22. Well, as it is, Nebraska Wesleyan takes over first down and 10 with 5:12 left to play in the first quarter. Dort College trails 21-0. It's been all Nebraska Wesleyan thus far. So Dort College trailing 21-0. Let's see if they can come up with a defensive stop now. Tyler Francis in the shotgun. Inside handoff. And not much there for the ball carrier, Dustin Bryant. Bryant met in the hole by linebacker Grease. And it's going to be second down and 10. So no gain on the play for Nebraska Wesleyan. Well, it has turned into a pretty good, nice day weather-wise here at Open Space Park. Temperature of 60 degrees. Sunshine coming out. Dort College, the first of two home games in a row. Shotgun for Nebraska Wesleyan. Back to pass is Francis. Francis, pass over the middle, completed. And brought down, short of the first down. Tackle made by Dort College's Vinoy Harris on the completion to Jordan Delbaugh. So Delbaugh comes out of the backfield. Makes the pass catch for 8 yards. Out past the 35. It'll be third down and 2. 4 minutes remaining. First quarter, 21-0, Nebraska Wesleyan. Francis has a running back in the backfield with him. Movement along the line of scrimmage. No flags. Dort College gets back onside. Pass is completed on the far side. And that's enough for a first down to Dustin Bryant past the 40-yard line before he's upended at the 41-yard line. Aaron Flone on the tackle. Flone getting some time at cornerback this week. Dort College's defense depleted by some injuries. So Flone getting some time out there, and he's on the far side cornerback. First down and 10 for Wesleyan at their own 41-yard line. I formation for Wesleyan. Two receivers to the right. You've got a tight end to the left. Francis checks off. Now he's under center. Back to pass, swing pass, left side to the slot receiver, and nothing there that time. Ray Cleveland and Josh Nollmeyer there for the defenders. Slot receiver for Nebraska Wesleyan was Connor Davis, and Davis brought down for a 2-yard loss on the play. It's second down and 12. 2:53 left to play in the first quarter. Dort College trails at 21-0. So 21-0 our score. Open backfield. Four receivers set to the left for Nebraska Wesleyan. They load up over there. Bubble screen to the left. Sam Ashmore was there. He got blocked late. Now 5-yard gain on the play. Tackle made by Vinoy Harris. Harris stops the receiver for a 4-yard gain. That was Jordan Delbaugh on the bubble screen to the left. He gains maybe 4 yards on the play. It's third down and 10. Well, need a stop here and force Nebraska Wesleyan to punt. Wesleyan with it at their own 41-yard line. Francis. Back to pass, three-man rush for the defenders. They drop everyone else back in coverage, and Ray Cleveland had it and had it knocked away. Cleveland and McDaniel both converging on the ball, and I'm not sure that they didn't knock it out of each other's hands in all actuality. So Cleveland and McDaniel right there. Ball falls incomplete. And they'll send Trey Pickney onto the field. He'll station himself at his own 20-yard line. Wesleyan gets the punt away. That's Kelby Vandenberg. And Vandenberg angles it towards the sideline, and it goes out of bounds inside the Dort College 20 at the 17-yard line. First down and 10 for Wesleyan. Beg your pardon, for Dort College at their own 17-yard line. So often you get to the end of a game and you say those ifs and buts. Dort College, two early turnovers by fumble, one for an interception, return for a touchdown as well. The two fumbles resulted in short fields for Wesleyan to work with. Kyle Henricks onto the field. Dort College trailing 21-0. Henricks under center. Van Kampen is the fullback. And they hand it off to Van Kampen. Van Kampen straight up the middle. Gains three on the play. It's going to be second down and seven. 1:30 left to play in the first quarter. Well, after those early turnovers, Dort College seems to have settled down. Last drive, they've moved the football into Nebraska Wesleyan territory before stalling out. Defense has made stops when they haven't been backed up against their own goal. Henricks under center. He's going to run option, keeps it himself, and he's brought down. No gain on the play, actually loses three or four. Nebraska Wesleyan's Russell Walton shooting through and making the stop on the option. That's going to bring up third down. Third down, and they're going to be generous and say only lost one or two on the play. Football at the 20-yard line. It's a third down and a long seven. Under a minute left to play in the first quarter. 21-0, Nebraska Wesleyan leads. Henricks turns, fakes the pitch, drops back to pass under pressure, lofts it up over the middle, and the pass falls incomplete at the 50-yard line. Closest man there for Dort College is David Grease. And that'll bring up fourth down, and Dort College is forced to punt from their own 20. Henricks was under pressure. He didn't see it coming from his blind side. He threw it up over the middle. Grease could not get back to it as that pass was underthrown. Heath Bonestrow on to punt. Bonestrow averaging 42.6 yards per punt. And he gets his foot into this one, a low spiraling kick, driving Cody Eiler back to his own 32-yard line. Eiler on the return to the 40, to the 45, and brought down at the 45-yard line. Coverage for the defenders. Looks to me like that is number 28, and that's Loken Vandevecht. Vandevecht on the coverage, special teams player from Orange City making the tackle. And Nebraska Wesleyan will take over first down and 10. At their own 46. 18 seconds remaining. First quarter, 21-0. Nebraska Wesleyan leads it. Pitch to the running back. Nothing there. Loss on the play. For Dort College, Micah Applegate there along with Seth Vandevoort. Nowhere to run for Dustin Bryant on the pitch. That's going to be the end of the first quarter. Our score, Nebraska Wesleyan 21, Dort College nothing. Back with more after this. Wesleyan football second and 11. Rolling right is Francis. Francis' pass is completed near a first down. Josh Nolmeyer comes up to make the tackle on Nolan Claussen, but not before Claussen picks up the needed 11 yards plus one. He gains 12 on the play, and Nebraska Wesleyan has it in Dort College territory after starting this drive. At their own 46-yard line, Wesleyan has it first down and 10 at the Dort College 43. Wesleyan with the football in Dort College territory. Wesleyan scoring on drives of 31 and 12 yards earlier. Also had a pass interception for a touchdown return to start the scoring of 65 yards. Dropping back to passes, Francis dumps it off underneath, and the pass is completed. 7-yard gain on the play. Ray Cleveland makes the tackle, but not before Nick Lovell gathers it in for a 7-yard pickup. Well, I was a little generous on the 7 yards. We're going to call it 5 yards. Second down and 5. For Dort College in the first quarter of play, they were outgained on offense 77-19. All of their yardage on the ground, 12 carries for 19 yards. Time of possession, Nebraska Wesleyan 8:33, Dort College 6:27. They turn, they hand it off to Bryant. Bryant, not much there. Bryant maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage, possibly another yard on top of that. Seth Vandevoort, the junior from Urbandale, Iowa, making the tackle and shaken up on the play is the ball carrier, Dustin Bryant. Training staff from Nebraska Wesleyan hustles in from the sideline. Bryant gets up as they come out to check on him. He jogs off of the field under his own power. That'll bring up third down, and it looks like 7 yards for Nebraska Wesleyan. So a loss of a yard on that last play. Third down and 7. Wesleyan up to the line of scrimmage. Probably in four down territory here inside the Dort College 40 at the 39. They need to get to the 32 for a first down. Back to pass is Francis. Francis has time. Dort College with a three-man rush. Now he's under fire and he goes down. Football's on the ground. Fight for it. Mike Applegate might have gotten it, and the official indicates it is Dort College football. Credit Mike Applegate with forcing that football free and falling on top of it. I believe that was number 77, Mike Applegate. Vinoy Harris was there as well. The Dort College defense makes the play. Just as I said, Nebraska Wesleyan in all likelihood was in four down territory, and the Dort College defense able to put pressure on the quarterback from Nebraska Wesleyan with three down linemen. And Tyler Francis goes down and fumbles the football. Now let's see if Dort College can turn this into a drive. Pitch to the right. Back to pass is Pickney. Pickney has a man open. That's Grease, and Grease is interfered with. Cody Eiler never saw the ball, the defensive back for Wesleyan. He was beaten on the play. Grease tried to make a play on the ball, and Eiler simply wrapped him up and didn't let him make a play. That'll be a 15-yard penalty and a first down for the defenders. So Dort College takes over, 13:04 remaining, first half of action. So a first down for Nebraska, for Dort College in Wesleyan territory. And this will be at the 39-yard line. So first down and 10 for the defenders at the 39. Dort College running up the middle. Gain of two or three on the play for Henricks. Not much there. Brett Katzer and Jackson Powers on the tackle. Second down and 8. So Dort College trailing 21-0. Trying to get something positive going here in the second quarter. Under center is Henricks. The fullback is... well, they're going to run option left. We'll tell you who the fullback is in just a moment. Henricks keeps it himself. Gains maybe four on the play. It's going to be third down and short. That's Leonard Manuel at fullback. So Dort College with their... they've got Manuel, Fennig, and Francis on the field. Near side receiver is Grease. On the far side is Van Grau. Dort College in the... in that flex bone. Pass over to Grease, and Grease unable to catch up with it, but we've got flags on the play, and I believe Nebraska Wesleyan was drawn off. And Dort College getting one of those free plays out of the quick set. Here's the call from Thomas Koss, our official. So 5 free yards for the defenders, and another first down for Dort College. They're in Nebraska Wesleyan territory at the 26-yard line. First down for the defenders at the 26 of Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort College trying to get on the board. So the offsides against Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort College getting the play from the sideline. 10 on the play clock. 12:01 left to play first half. Dort College trails 21-0. They send a man in motion. Handed off to Fennig on the misdirection. Fennig knocked backwards, still on his feet, though, fighting his way forward. He's inside the 20 and down to the 17. Looked like Fennig was stopped dead to rights at the 21 as he was knocked backwards to, well, he was at the 20, knocked backwards a yard, kept his feet, though, and he makes it inside the 20, and most of that on his own for those last 2 yards. As he's knocked down at the 19-yard line. Second down and 2 yards to go. Second and 2. Under center is Henricks. Pitches left side Fennig, and we've got a flag on the play thrown at the 20-yard line. I'm going to guess this is a hold against the Dort College defenders. Flag thrown at the 20. That's at the line of scrimmage. Here's the call from our official, Thomas Koss. Well, that shows why I'm not the official. Russell Watson for Nebraska Wesleyan. Called for offsides. And this will be first down for Dort College in Nebraska Wesleyan territory at the 13-yard line. First down and 10 for Dort College. Their third first down of this drive that started at their own 46-yard line. Keeping it himself is Henricks. Henricks inside the 10. So a gain of 4 on the play. And that'll bring up second down and 6. Second and 6, 10:55 left to play first quarter. Dort College putting together an extended drive here. They can gain a first down. They need to get inside the 5 to the 4-yard line. That'll be enough for a first down, so they can gain a first down without getting into the end zone. Back to throw is Henricks. Inside pitch to Fennig. Fennig still on his feet at the 5. He's got a first down, and he is down near the goal line. And he is as close to the goal line as you can be without getting into the end zone. The line judge, right on the goal line, a 9-yard gain. Well, they're going to say at the 2 he was down. They'll say his knee was down before he lunged to the goal line. So first down and goal to go for the defenders. Their fourth first down of this drive. Under center is Henricks. Henricks bowls his way forward near the end zone. No indication yet from the official. The line judge comes in, signals second down. Second down coming. So Henricks on the keeper straight up the middle. Second down and goal to go for the defenders. You've got Owen Rinalda right in front of you if you're Kyle Henricks, the senior from Seven Valleys, Pennsylvania. Let's see if Dort College can ride him into the end zone for a touchdown here. Under center is Henricks. Henricks is wrapped up and he might be hurt. No, he's up on his feet, shooting the gap. Getting through was Phil Latimer. Nobody blocked him. So Latimer throws Henricks for a 2-yard loss on the play. It's third down and 3. Third down and goal to go from the 3-yard line. 9:23 and counting. First half. Dort College trails 21-0. Knocking on the door, though, here. Under center is Henricks. Henricks pitches out to the right side. Francis. Francis to the goal line. Touchdown, Dort College. Aaron Francis, able to find a seam on the sweep to the right. He gets into the end zone for a 3-yard touchdown run. And the defenders are on the board, trailing 21-6, pending the point after. For Dort College, a 54-yard drive, capped by the 3-yard touchdown run by Aaron Francis. And on to attempt the point after is Barry Dykstra. Snap is down, kick is up, and Dykstra's kick is through the uprights, and the Dort College defenders trail 21-7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 9:10 left to go, first half. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Kick goes out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. So Nebraska Wesleyan will have good field position to start as this will come out to the 35-yard line. Dort College will allow Nebraska Wesleyan the football at their 35-yard line. That's where Wesleyan will start out after the penalty against Dort College for the kick going out of bounds. 9:09 left to play in this first half. Dort College trails 21-7. Pitch comes to the right side. That's Delbaugh. Delbaugh gains 5 on the play. Second down and 5 yards to go. Second and 5. So second down and 5 yards to go. The cornerback for Dort College on the far side, Josh Nolmeyer, making that tackle. Defensively for Dort College, you've got Aaron Flohn to the right. Ray Cleveland is a safety. Cam Petrie also a safety. Josh Nolmeyer is the cornerback on the far side. Dort College brings their inside linebackers up to the line of scrimmage. 3 down linemen. They rush from the outside now. Pass to the sideline. Incomplete. And the pass intended for Wesleyan's Connor Davis. Davis covered on the play that time by Flohn, and that'll bring up third down and 5. So Wesleyan with it at their own 40-yard line. Wesleyan has it. First, third down and five at their own 40. So third down and 5 yards to go. Under, well, in the shotgun is Tyler Francis. Francis back to throw, dumps it off underneath. That's a first down. Ray Cleveland comes up to make the tackle. And they finally down the receiver inside the Dort College territory at the 46-yard line. That pass completed to Brooks Earhart. That's enough for a first down for Wesley, and they've got it in Dort College territory at the 45. Clock continuing to roll, 8:12 left to play, first half. Wesleyan leads at 21-7. They took advantage of some early Dort College miscues. Now Dort College has to try and make some plays on defense to stop this drive. And dragging the ball carrier down from behind, Sam Ashmore. Ashmore on the tackle of Dustin Bryant. Bryant shaken up on the play, and Bryant leaves the contest for the second time this afternoon. Bryant averaging 3 yards per carry. He gets none that time. He goes limping off the field, favoring his right leg. Second down and 10. So we approach the midpoint of the second quarter. Dort College scored on their last possession, a 3-yard touchdown run by Aaron Francis to cap a 54-yard drive. Now Wesleyan has it in Dort College territory, second down and 10, just inside the 45. Wesleyan in the gun. They send a man in motion to the right. Pass over the middle is completed. Gain of 8 on the play before Benoit Harris makes the tackle. That pass completed to Brooks Earhart. Gain of 7 on the play. It's going to be 3rd down and 3. 3rd down and 3 yards to go. Trotting in from the sideline with a play for Nebraska Wesleyan is Connor Davis. Wesleyan going to the quick hitters over the middle. They've got Jordan Delbaugh, the lone setback behind Francis now. 3rd down and 3. Dort College showing the rush up the middle. Back to pass is Francis. Francis under pressure. He's flushed from the pocket. Mike Applegate had his arms on him. Couldn't bring him down. He's got a first down to the 35. Stays in bounds and gets knocked out at the 30-yard line. So a gain of 8 on the play and a first down for Wesleyan. Michael Applegate inches away from bringing Francis down in the backfield for a loss, but he was able to escape Micah Applegate. And Wesleyan with their second first down of this drive. They've got a first down and 10 at the defender, 30-yard line. They're on the far hash mark. They're moving right to left or south to north if you're familiar with the layout of the field here at Open Space Park. Francis in the gun. He's going to run option. They pitch inside. And that's Earhart on the carry. Football comes out, and I believe they're going to say he was down. Earhart coughs up the football, but not before he gains 9 yards on that inside pitch. So Earhart gains 9. It's 2nd down and 1, and Wesleyan is threatening. They lead 21-7, 5:43 left to play, first half. Wesleyan took advantage of short fields early on. Tyler Francis is under center. Back into the contest is Dustin Bryant, the tailback. They send a man in motion left to right, double tight set for Wesleyan. We've got a flag on the play as they hand it off to Dustin Bryant, and this in all likelihood is coming back. False start on Wesleyan. That's Connor Davis. And now Wesleyan forced into a 2nd down and 6 situation on the 5-yard penalty. Clock stops on the penalty as well, 5:21, and now they restart the clock. Jordan Birdsong checks out of the football game. Birdsong playing some linebacker this afternoon. First time he has played this season, held out due to injury early on. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Francis is the quarterback for Wesleyan. Stops, plants, passes over the middle, incomplete. Had a man wide open. That was Corey Jones. Jones, a freshman, had a lot of some real estate staked out right in the middle of the field. He stopped and was overthrown on the play, and that'll bring up 3rd down and 6. And Wesleyan, leading 21-7, trying to extend the drive. Dort College got Sam Ashmore on the right side, the linebacker, the outside linebacker coming up now. He'll match up with a receiver. That's Jordan Delba. Open backfield for Wesleyan, five receivers. Back to pass is Francis. Francis, pass over the middle is complete, and that's a first down to the 10-yard line. Pass completed to Connor Davis before he's drugged down, and Wesleyan has another first down. 15-yard pickup on the play. Well, they're going to mark him down at the 13. Still more than enough for a first down, and Wesleyan has the football deep in Dort College territory. 4:45 and counting. Wesleyan leads 21-7. Tyler Francis, the quarterback. Lone setback with him is Bryant. Inside pitch, and nothing there that time for Wesleyan's Corey Jones. They went to that inside pitch again. Dort College using it effectively with Daniel Fennig on their last drive. Now Wesleyan returning the favor, but not much there that time. That'll bring up second down and 10. Second down and long. Under center, well, beg your pardon, Francis now in the gun. He's got a player in the backfield with him. Rolling right as Francis stops, throws into the end zone, touchdown. No, incomplete, he dropped it. Jordan Delbaugh had it. And it looked like he had control of it as he went down to the ground, and then the ball came out. And it's an incomplete pass. Third down and 10. Dort College is rushing three and dropping everybody else back in coverage. Clock stops on the incomplete pass, and we've got a timeout on the field. Charge to Nebraska Wesleyan. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Third down and 10 out of the timeout for Nebraska Wesleyan. Francis back to pass. Looking to the sideline. Passes incomplete in the end zone. Intended for Dustin Bryant. And Wesleyan fails to convert on third down and 10. Now decision time for Nebraska Wesleyan, and probably not much of a decision here. You'll take the points if you can get them. This will be a 31-yard field goal attempt by Aaron Lorraine. Lorraine, 6 of 10 on field goals this season with a long of 39. This will be a 31-yarder. He's got the wind at his back. Football is in nearly in the middle of the field. Snap is down. Kick is up, and the kick is just inside the right upright. And Wesleyan takes a 24-7 lead. So Dort College's defense surrenders the drive into scoring territory, but Wesleyan forced to settle for a field goal. A 31-yard field goal by Lorraine. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 3:40 remaining. First half of play, Wesleyan held to a field goal attempt, and they drill the field goal by Aaron Lorraine. He's now 7 of 11 on field goal attempts, and that is kick is through the end zone. And a touchback for the defenders, and Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 35-yard line. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trails 24-7. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Pitch over to Pickney. Pickney back to the line of scrimmage, and he is thrown out of bounds by the linebacker Brandon Rees for Wesleyan. Gain of 4 on the play out to the 29-yard line. It'll be second down and 6. Clock stops as Pickney was tackled, driven out of bounds. Well, we don't have many scores to pass along to you this afternoon so far. Short gain on the play by Josh Van Kempen. Picks up 3 to the 32-yard line. And it'll be third down and 3, and Nebraska Wesleyan wants a timeout to try and preserve the clock. Third down and 3 yards to go coming up. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Kyle Henricks under center, Dort College facing third down and three. Henricks will keep it himself. He's near the first down. They'll give him forward progress past the 35, and that's a first down for the defenders. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 36-yard line. 3:12 remaining. Well, if Dort College can pick up a couple of first downs here, just a big play or two, something in that 15-yard range, then you're threatening again. Dort College trailing 24-7. Inside handoff goes to Pickney. Pickney nothing there, and they're going to tackle him behind the line of scrimmage. Pickney snowed under by five white jerseys. Michael Hettner, first person there for Nebraska Wesleyan. That slowed him down, Michael Hettner. And that's a two-yard loss on the play. Second down and 12. Wesleyan has used two of their timeouts. Into the football game. Right side is Sam Stephenson. Stephenson's going to line up at right guard for Dort College. First time we've seen Sam this afternoon. Pitch left side over to Fennick. Fennick out of the grasp of one tackler, and he fights his way back to the line of scrimmage, plus a couple of yards. He's going to gain four on the play. It's third down and eight, and Wesleyan might use another timeout. Third down and long for Dort College with 2:18 remaining. They stop the clock on the play. Now, I'm not certain why they stopped the clock. 2:14 remaining. First half. Henricks, pass incomplete. Intended on the play for Samber Holst. And the clock stops on the incomplete pass, and Wesleyan will get the football back. Dort College forced to punt at their own 38-yard line. So Dort College punting will be Heath Bonestro. Back at his own 27-yard line is Cody Eiler for Nebraska Wesleyan. Bonestro, a high spiraling kick. Eiler will call for the fair catch. He fumbles it. It's down on the ground. Dort College unable to cover it up, though, as Eiler falls on top of it at his own 20. So he loses 70 yards on the play, and it'll be Nebraska Wesleyan football at their own 20-yard line. So Wesleyan dodges a bullet with 1:58 remaining. And they'll take over first down and 10 at their own 19 is where they'll mark it. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 395-0764. Back to pass, over the middle, completed to Francis. Francis completes the pass to Delbaugh to the 35-yard line. A gain of 16 on the play. It's first down and 10 for Wesleyan. They'll mark it at the 35-yard line. 1:50 and counting, first half. Back to pass again, Francis. Pressure applied, steps up in the pocket, pass completed to midfield. Another 15-yard pickup by the Wesleyan Prairie Wolves, Brian Piper. That's Pieper on the reception. So two plays, and Wesleyan picks up 30 yards in the process. Back to pass, Francis. Francis, back to throw, pass completed to the sideline and forced out of bounds is Ryan Larson. Larson forced out of bounds by Hallam after a gain of six on the play. And Wesleyan, three plays, and they go from their own 20 into Dort College territory at the 44-yard line. 1:36 left to play. First half, Wesleyan leads 24-7. Send a man in motion from left to right. That's Delbaugh. Back to pass is Francis. Francis slings it over the middle. Pass is completed. Ray Cleveland on the tackle, but that's enough for a first down. An 8-yard gain on the play. 8-yard completion to Corey Jones. And Wesleyan with their third first down of this drive. Back to pass is Francis. He's got time. Dort College sends three. Still on his feet is Francis, angling to the sideline, and he is brought down on the sideline by Sam Ashmore. Francis able to ramble for 5 yards on the play. Second down and five. So Wesleyan running the two-minute drill to perfection here late. 1:58 left to play in the first half. They took over at their own 19-yard line, and they've now got it in Dort College territory at the 33, facing second and five with 1:19 left on the first half clock. Back to pass. Dort College again sends three. This time, Dort College will trip him up from behind. The sack for the defenders. That's Taylor Teal. Taylor Teal on the quarterback sack. Loss of a couple on the play for Francis. Dort College is sending just three. You got Gardner, Teal, and McCoy. Back to pass, and it's incomplete. Intended for Wesleyan's Brooks Earhart. Grease on the defense, able to break it up. That'll bring up fourth down and six, and Wesleyan's probably going to go for it here. This would be a 50-yard field goal attempt. So they will go for it here, facing fourth down and six. 47 seconds left to go in the first half. Dort College trailing 24-7. Wesleyan up to the line of scrimmage. Quarterback Francis fumbles the football, picks it back up, slings it over the middle, and the pass is nearly intercepted by Ray Cleveland. Had it on his hands, had some room to run, and he drops it. So Dort College will take over first down and 10, and that was all started by Francis. That's Taylor Francis, unable to handle the snap from his center cleanly, and that threw the timing of the play off. Ray Cleveland, the only man back there, so I'm not sure what Tyler Francis saw. But Dort College will have it first down and 10 at their own 33 after Wesleyan turns it over on downs. So Dort College takes over first down and 10 at their own 33. Back to pass is Henricks. Henricks throws it up for grabs, and this is going to be picked off. Pass is intercepted by Cody Eiler. David Grease makes the tackle at the Wesleyan 30-yard line. So Wesleyan will send the offense back onto the field again. First down and 10 for Wesleyan at their own 31. Let's see if Wesleyan takes some chances here, or if they say, let's go into the locker room up 24-7. So Dort College one play, and they turn it over, their fourth turnover of the first half. Wesleyan in shotgun. Movement along the line of scrimmage, fake the inside handoff, pass to the screen, incomplete. And we've got a late hit out of bounds. That's going to be on a Wesleyan player. Nebraska Wesleyan's Jack Barteldis. Barteldis with a hit late out of bounds. And I'm thinking this one's going to be a 15-yarder back the other way, and now Wesleyan will be backed up into their own territory even further. They're at the 31. And so Wesleyan will have it second down. And 25 as they step it off back to their own 16. 31 seconds remaining. I'd be shocked if Wesleyan went for something here simply because a lot of bad things can happen. Go into the locker room up 24-7. You throw an interception, Dort College can run it back. Movement along the line, nothing there, inside handoff, and not much there for the running back. That's maybe a gain of three on the play for Corey Jones. And that'll bring up third down. They'll let the clock run out. Well, Dort College will use a timeout here. Trying to force Nebraska Wesleyan's hand. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. Well, two short drives for Nebraska Wesleyan and an interception return for a touchdown. Got them out to a 21-0 lead. Since then, Dort College has been able to stand toe-to-toe with Nebraska Wesleyan. 7-3 since that point. Dort College in front, but on the scoreboard it stands 24-7 after those three early touchdowns by Nebraska Wesleyan. So Dort College uses a timeout. They'll force Nebraska Wesleyan to run another play. Wesleyan with it at their own 20-yard line, facing third down and 21. Aaron Flohn is the cornerback. Wesleyan, they hand it off. And with some room to run, that is Dustin Bryant. Bryant still on his feet near midfield. Dort College will force him out of bounds at the 43-yard line, and that brings the first half to a close. Wesleyan gets into Dort College territory, and that's it for the first half of play. Our score, Nebraska Wesleyan 24, Dort College 7. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Nebraska Wesleyan leads Dort College 24-7 at halftime. We'll be passing along numbers to you at halftime as we get those from our stat crew. The Dort College defenders surrendering three touchdowns early on a pair of short drives and a 65-yard interception return for a touchdown. That started the scoring, and then Wesleyan scored on touchdown drives of 31 and 12 yards, and they tacked on a field goal late after Dort College scored on a 54-yard drive of their own early in the second quarter. That, at the time, made it 21-7. We go into halftime 24-7. Earlier this morning, the Dort College volleyball team lost a 3-0 decision to Viterbo. Viterbo, a nationally rated team out of Wisconsin. Dort College will be facing Taylor University out of Indiana later this afternoon to wrap up their play at the Bellevue Classic in Bellevue, Nebraska. We get that update before we go off the air with football this afternoon. We'll pass it along to you. No report yet on soccer from Fremont, Nebraska. Those games started at 11 o'clock this morning, and we'll conclude here around 3:30 or so. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Open Space Park in Sioux Center right after this. Well, we aren't quite ready to give you the numbers yet from the first half of play. When we receive those, we'll pass them along to you. We've got some other information for you here at halftime. GPAC football this afternoon. Morningside leads Dakota Wesleyan 13-0 in the first quarter. Also near halftime, Northwestern leads Concordia 16-7. Dakota State and Briarcliff, no report on that contest yet. Dakota Wesleyan and Morningside, I have the Morningside leading 13-0. Hastings and Midland play a little bit later on this afternoon, homecoming weekend at Midland. That precipitates the early start time for the soccer games. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and as he has been doing over the past few weeks, Sam Ekstrom, Dort College Sports Information Assistant, tracking down some other stories and information for you throughout the course of the week. And Sam caught up with Nick Serrato. Nick Serrato, an interesting story. He's a baseball player for the Dort College Defenders, but he has also been named to the Junior Olympic fast pitch softball team that'll be playing overseas here in the next couple of weeks. And Sam Ekstrom caught up with Nick Serrato. And here is that interview with Sam Ekstrom and Nick Serrato, a sophomore from California.
Sam Ekstrom here with Dort baseball player Nick Serrato. And Nick, you've just been honored with the spot on the U.S. National Men's Fast Pitch Softball Team. Explain when and where that tournament is coming up.
That tournament would be held in Piranha, Argentina, and it will be held over November 2nd through November 10th. I will hope to be back by November 12th. Hopefully we get into the medal rounds and bring back a gold medal for you guys.
Now, it was no easy process for you to make it on this team. Why don't you tell us about the steps involved and all the hard work you had to put in?
It's been a two-year process for me. I got invited out to go into this camp. And over the few camps I've been to, they keep inviting me back. And I've gone through about six camps already, Utah, California, San Diego, and Minnesota. And through that process, I was just lucky and blessed to be chosen.
How did it feel to get the final word that you were going to Argentina?
Oh, it was breathtaking. I told my dad, told my sisters. Last person I told was my mom because she was at work. But it was just incredible just to represent the United States and be a part of something big and just go at it.
Talk a little bit about the game of softball and how it compares and contrasts to baseball. You're the starting shortstop on this team and you've had a lot of baseball experience. How different is this game of softball?
Softball's just a quicker sport. That's all I can say. It's really quick. Fundamentally wise, same thing as baseball. Catch the ball, throw the ball, see the ball, hit the ball. It's that simple. But you get better competition in softball, but just go through the basics and you'll be fine.
What will you be doing in your final month of preparation leading up to Argentina?
Right now, every Thursday, I'm working out in the rec center with some softball girls, and we're hitting every Thursday. And I'm trying to talk to Zomer, hopefully have him hit me some ground balls, do a little backhands, forwards to my side, work on double plays and stuff like that. But that's been about it. That's been my process for the last 3 months that I've been here in Dort.
Yeah, you've got an incredible opportunity, one that most people don't get. How have you seen God orchestrating things to make this work out for you?
Everything's been a blessing. That's all I can say is he's worked through baseball, through softball, through my whole life ever since I was little. Just been blessed to be a part of something like this. It's incredible.
Fantastic. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you to get on the plane and get to the medal round?
3 weeks is just so close. I'm extremely excited. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm probably about 11.
Fantastic. Nick Serrato, going off to Argentina in just a couple weeks to represent Team USA.
And a thank you to Sam Ekstrom providing us with some of those stories and some of those stories that don't always have time to track down over the course of the school year, and look for an article on the Dort College website next week about Nick Serrato a little more in depth and give you a little more information about him and his trip coming up overseas with the Junior Olympic team. We'll be visiting with Coach Greg Van Dyke shortly, Dort College cross country team, and let's just keep that momentum going. Let's talk with, go to the interview that Sam had earlier this week with Greg Van Dyke. The cross country team has the week off this week, but big weeks coming up for the defenders as they travel to Yankton in next week. And the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championships right around the corner as well. Hard to believe we're at that point of the season already, but here's Sam Ekstrom visiting with Dort College cross-country coach Greg Van Dyke. We'll be back with numbers in about 5 or 6 minutes for this football game.
Sam Ekstrom here with cross-country coach Van Dyke. And, Coach, it's been 3 meets since we last talked, and I think the consistent theme is your women's team continues to impress. 9th out of 32 at the Woody Greeno in Lincoln, 11th out of 38 at the Roy Griak in Minneapolis, and then a strong second-place finish at Briarcliff. What do you think is the key to their continuing success?
Yeah, thanks, Sam. We're very excited with the way the season's going, and I think the thing that I look on with this team is just consistency. Every day they come to practice, they work really hard, we get to meet, and, you know, I don't really have a question mark of like, oh, who's going to be in our top five, or where are we going to finish today. I just know that they're going to go out there, they're going to run a strong race, and so I think consistency, you know, through the workouts and then also in the meets has just been our point this year.
Your lone senior, Marissa Harkham, is running very well this year. Talk about her impact on and off the field.
Yeah, Marissa's been a great leader for our team this year. First of all, you know, in the running, she comes to practice every day, works extremely hard, and just is a good leader in that regard. She's also been sick the last couple weeks, and we've been trying to get her healthy this week. And this time of the year, you never know when the sick bug is gonna hit, and so she's been patient in that. But then also off the court or the trails, I guess, she just has been doing a great job with team leadership and just encouraging the freshmen and the sophomore group, and so she's been very instrumental in our success.
Now you're positioned very nicely to probably win the GPAC, but if you don't win the meet, you probably have a good chance at an at-large bid. But just to lock things up, talk about who you have to hold off in that GPAC meet to get the victory.
Yeah, GPAC titles are very rare. They don't come around every year. but I think our women definitely have a chance at being in that top spot come the end of the season. But there's a lot of teams. I mean, we're kind of the team to beat right now, and so there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to be looking at us saying, hey, this is where we need to improve on, and this is how we're going to beat Dort. The one team, looking back at last week's results from Briar Cliff, the one team that I see that scares me a little bit is Doan. They have kind of a pack mentality just like us, and if they move that pack up 10, 15 seconds, it's going to be really tight. And so Concordia has two strong front runners that that do really well, and they have a huge gap between their two and three runners. And so that's why I kind of see Doan, and they're very young freshman and sophomore group, and so they can make some nice improvements. But they're not quite as deep as us either. We have six or seven girls that can run really, any top spot for our top five. And but Doan has five, and they drop off significantly after that. So our strength in numbers, I think, definitely helps us out.
You talked about the pack mentality, and that seems to be the case with your guys, too. You had a really solid top six in the Briarcliff meet last week, and now you're receiving votes nationally. Talk about your guys' progress.
Yeah, our guys have made a ton of progress since the Roy Griak. I thought we ran okay at the Roy Griak meet, but I knew that we needed to make some improvements, and they just came out and ran really strong at the Briarcliff meet. I think one huge point is senior Ryan Tholen giving us a true front runner. That's one thing that our team misses or lacks just a little bit throughout the season. But Ryan, sixth overall, I think, or top five at the Briarcliff meet, just gives us a really strong front runner, and so that's helped us a lot. And then also talking to the guys, we had a great pack between our number two to number six and seven runners, but we need to move that pack up. And if we move up 15 to 30 seconds, we're right in the mix with Morningside and Concordia, who are ranked pretty high in the nation. So
it looks like you'll have to overtake Morningside and Concordia. Now, last year, you slowly built it up throughout the year and then leapfrogged them in the conference meet. Are you hoping for a similar scenario this year?
Yeah, I look at our men, and it's very similar to what happened last year. At this point of the season, it's like, oh man, we're a little bit behind. But like I told them at the meeting this week, hey, we have the momentum going with us right now. It feels like those other teams are just kind of, trying to hold on to where they're at. But our guys are building momentum, and I think Concordia and Morningside know that we're going to be right there. And so if we can stay focused and keep training hard, I think some good things could happen here at the end of the year.
There's a lot of pride, I'm sure, involved. When you win a championship, you want to win it again. So how much more poise do you think your guys will run with, knowing that they're the defending champs?
I don't try to focus too much on, hey, what's, as far as the championship. I kind of focus more on, hey, what are we going to do day to day to get better? And, if we do that, the race kind of takes care of itself. That being said, we want to go out there and represent, our team and Dort. And so we're excited to have that opportunity.
Good stuff, Coach. You have two strong teams. Best of luck to you going forward.
Yeah, thanks, Sam.
And again, thank you to Sam Ekstrom for taking care of some of those interviews and getting some of those sports a little more recognition through the course of the fall season. Fall season, a wild one on all the college campuses, and the Dort College cross country team, the women rated in the top 10 actually this week, while the Dort College men are receiving votes. Here are the numbers we have at halftime. Scoreboard, Nebraska Wesleyan 24, Dort College 7. First downs, Nebraska Wesleyan 11, Dort College 7. Rushing yardage, Wesleyan 97, Dort College 59. Passing yards, Nebraska Wesleyan 154, Dort College has not completed a pass. Nebraska Wesleyan 251 to 59 for yardage. And time of possession, Nebraska Wesleyan 17:45, Dort College 12:15. Wesleyan has converted 8 of 13 passes, third down conversions, Dort College 2 of 6. Wesleyan rushing, 9 carries for Dustin Bryant for 44 yards. Aaron Lorraine, 1 carry for 37 yards. Tyler France, 17 of 27 through the air for 154 yards and a touchdown. He's been sacked once. Brooks Earhart, 3 catches for 33 yards. Connor Davis, 3 catches for 18 yards. Jordan Delbaugh, 3 catches for 14 yards. Brandon Reeves, Brett Katzer, Mike Hittner, all 3 solo and 1 assisted stop for Nebraska Wesleyan. They also have an interception return by Seth Wardine, for a touchdown to start the scoring. For Dort College, Daniel Fenix, 6 carries, 34 yards. Kyle Henricks, 10 carries, 11 yards. Trey Pickney, 6 carries for 6 yards. Henricks, 0 of 6 through the air passing with 2 interceptions. Vanoa Harris, 6 solo tackles. Sam Ashmore, 4 solos, 1 assist. Ray Cleveland, 4 solos, and he is not in on an assisted tackle so far this afternoon. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more information for you at halftime of this Great Plains Athletic Conference football game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Taking a look at some of the action from earlier today in Dort College athletics, and a rough day thus far for Dort College. Women's soccer team loses to Midland. That score 6-1 the final, so Dort College on the short end of a 6-1 score. Dort College volleyball on the short end of a 3-0 decision with Viterbo. That was earlier this morning. They'll be taking the court a little bit later on this afternoon. 3 o'clock scheduled start time as they are supposed to be facing Taylor later this afternoon. And the Dort College football team trailing Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime, 24-7. Dort College is going to need some breaks here and to crawl back into this one. Defenders will get the ball first to start this second half and put together a scoring drive, and you can make this a game again. Right now, Nebraska Wesleyan enjoying a 3-possession lead. Other GPAC scores. Northwestern leads Concordia. Last check, 16-7. Morningside leads Dakota Wesleyan, 13-0. No report on Hastings and Midland, and as I said earlier, I believe that one's actually kicking off at 4 o'clock. And Dakota State and Briar Cliff, no report on that one as well. We are set for the second half of play, 24-7, Wesleyan with a lead. Lorraine, a line drive kick right at Pickney at his own 13-yard line, to the 20, to the 25-30, and he's tripped up at the 32-yard line. The ankle tackle that time by Nebraska Wesleyan special teams member Wes Betcher. Betcher, a freshman from Colorado, makes the tackle. Dort College, though, good field position to start at their own 32-yard line, 14:56 remaining in this football game, in this third quarter. Kyle Henricks under center. He's playing full-time this afternoon. Bryce Russler injured last week against Dakota Wesleyan, and Henricks is stacked up, line of scrimmage. Little or no gain on the play for Henricks. He's helped back to his feet. Russler, if you heard our pregame interview with Coach Greg Youngblood, in all likelihood a torn ACL. He's on the sideline this afternoon. He's braced up and in street clothes. Henricks is under center. Kyle swings it off to Daniel Fennig. Fennig to the 35, and he's brought down. Gain of 3 on the play, 4 on the pass completion to Fennig. That'll bring up 3rd and 7. Dort College has to get back to their own 42-yard line for a first down. Dort College trailing 24-7, 14:09 remaining, third quarter. Well, what started as a drizzly, dreary day has given way to partly cloudy skies and pretty decent temperatures. Pitch comes over to Fennig. Fennig is going to be brought down. A loss on the play of 4 yards for Daniel Fennig. Fennig will pick himself up slowly. And that'll bring a 4th down and 11. So Dort College unable to put together a scoring drive or a sustained drive on their first possession of the second half. Heath Bonestrow will kick with a line of scrimmage at the Dort College 31-yard line. Bonestrow will be kicking to Cody Eiler. Eiler will field it at his own 25-yard line. He calls for a fair catch. Jordan Birdsong on the coverage. And Wesleyan will take over 1st down and 10 at their own 25. 13:19 left to play, third quarter. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3W.highwaychevrolet.com. by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Wesleyan with a football. They hand it off to Bryant. Bryant the ball carrier, and Bryant picks up 3 yards on the play. It's going to be second down and 7 as he's brought down. After the short gain, Seth Vandevoort on the tackle. Michael Applegate also there. So Nord College, I'd like to see the defense come up and make a play, force a turnover. Obviously, I'm asking for something. Not sure that Dort College can get that to happen. Wesleyan has been content to throw the ball in the first half. They were putting it up a lot. Tackled behind the line of scrimmage is John Gardner. And we've got a flag on the play as well at the line of scrimmage. And on the flag, we'll get the call from our official. They're going to call a clip on Nebraska Wesleyan. And Dort College will play defense now. They'll get, the flag was thrown at the 30, so that should bring it back to the 15. And that is where Wesleyan will have it. I'd love for Dort College to be able to make a play here defensively, deep in Wesleyan territory, give their offense a short field to work with. I believe it should be second down. Second down and 20. Dort College three down linemen. They bring Ashmore up to the right side. Under pressure, dumped over the middle. Incomplete, intended for Jordan Delbaugh. Francis was under pressure. And now we have an official's timeout. So that'll bring up third down and 20 on the incomplete pass. The penalty came on the second down, and you don't lose the down if you're the offense and you're penalized. You either have the opportunity to take the play, the defense can take the play, or the yardage, and they decide to take the yardage and force Nebraska Wesleyan back, so they got second down over. Now it's third down and 20. Francis in the gun. Back to pass. Looking underneath. Dumps it off. And the pass is completed, but John Gardner is there to make the tackle of Dustin Bryant from behind after a 70-yard gain on the play. It's fourth down and 13. So Wesleyan is forced to punt from deep in their own territory. Wesleyan hustles the punt team onto the field. Dort College will send Trey Pickney back to his own 35-yard line. Snap is low. Getting it, though, is Kelby Vandenberg. A high end-over-end kick taken by Dort College's Trey Pickney at his own 36-yard line. And Dort College will take over first down and 10 with 11:38 left to play in the third period. Dort College trails 24-7. Dort College takes over first down and 10. 24-7 our score. Wesleyan with the lead. Today's broadcast made possible by C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Henricks turns, hands, gives to Leonard Manuel, and Manuel is hit. So he hits the hole straight up the middle. No gain on the play. Second down and 10. Tackle for Wesleyan by Phil Latimer. Latimer plugging things up. He's part of those twin defensive tackles for Wesleyan. Taylor Tekulski as the other defensive tackle. Henricks turns, fakes the handoff, pitches right over to Pickney. Pickney racing to the corner, back to the line of scrimmage, and forced out of bounds at the 39-yard line. Gain of one on the play. Wesleyan able to stretch that play out to the sideline. It's going to bring up third down and 9. Very short gain on the play for the defenders. Third down and 9. Henricks under center. And Henricks steps away from center. Looks to the sideline. Gets the play he wants. 13 seconds on the play clock. They fake the handoff, pitch over to Fennig, and Fennig trying to get back to the 40, and he's forced out of bounds at the 44-yard line. So he gains 4 yards on the play from the 39 to the 43, but that's going to bring up fourth down and too much yardage for the defenders. It's fourth down and three, and they're forced to punt, and Heath Bonestro is back on the field. So after not being forced to punt last week, North College forced to punt on their first two possessions of the second half. So Dort punting from their own 44. Bonestro, a booming kick that'll drive Eiler back inside the 20. And we've got a flag on the play. So a flag on the play, thrown at the 18-yard line. We'll wait and see what this is all about. And Cody Eiler, collision with, I believe, John Gardner on the play. As the ball bounced inside the 10. And they're going to wave the flag off. So wave the flag off. It'll be Wesleyan football at their own 20. First down and 10 for Wesleyan, 10:23 left to play. In the third period, Wesleyan leads 24-7. Tyler Francis brings his team onto the field. Francis in the gun, they send a man in motion. They pitch it right side over to Jordan Delbaugh, and Delbaugh is going to be brought down, no gain on the play. Second down and 10 yards to go. Jordan Delbaugh went in motion from left to right. He got the pitch from Tyler Francis, and he wasn't able to make anything out of it. McDaniel in on the tackle for the defenders, coming up from his safety position. Also, Jay Pelham, outside linebacker on the left side, helping out on the stop. Pelham and Ashmore come up to the line of scrimmage. Dort College's middle linebackers stay deep. Back to pass is Francis. Pass completed over the middle to Delbaugh, and he's tackled. Short of the first down by Seth Vandevort. 8-yard pickup on the play. It's going to be third down and two. Third down and two for Wesleyan at their own 29-yard line. So third down and one, we'll call it. Third and one, 9:20 and counting, third quarter. Josh Nolmeyer, the near side cornerback, the linebacking core for Dort College. The middle linebackers are Vandevort and Vinoy Harris. McDaniel coming up on run support. They fake the pitch to the left, rolling out as Francis. Francis under pressure, and he's brought down. John Gardner on the tackle. John Gardner on the tackle. Loss of three on the play as Francis was flushed from the pocket, and Gardner chased him down from behind. And that'll make it fourth down and three on the loss of two. And Trey Pickney is back at his own 35-yard line. On to punt is Kelby Vandenberg. Line of scrimmage is the 27. A line drive kick that'll drive Pickney back inside the 20. And he's going to have to let it bounce. And it'll go out of bounds at the 8-yard line. First down and 10. Fort Ord College at their own 8 as Wesleyan swings the field. They tip the field from their own 28 down inside the 10. So that is a plus, and that's a 64-yard punt by my figuring. Dort College takes over first down and 10 at their own 7. 8:22 left to play. Third quarter, Dort College trails. Handoff up the middle to Van Kempen. Van Kempen the ball carrier, and Van Kempen gains a yard on the play. Second down and 9, straight up the middle. Wesleyan with the four-man front. His two defensive tackles really plugging things up. Henricks under center. So Van Kempen is the fullback. You've got Aaron Francis on the right side. Aaron Francis, the right wing. Your left wing is Trey Pickney. They send Francis in motion. Henricks is going to run option. Pitches over to Pickney. Pickney to the 10, to the 12, and he's brought down at the 12-yard line. Brett Katzer with the tackle. Those yards, that those plays that were going for 8 and 12 yards last week, Wesleyan doing a pretty good job this week of shutting it down. Dort College getting 3 or 4 yards instead. Third down and 5 for Dort College to extend this drive. 7:24 left to play third period. Send a man in motion, fake the handoff. They're going to pitch over to Francis. Francis, the ball carrier, and Francis spun around at the 10 to the 15, and he stopped short of the first down by a yard. Tackle made by Wesleyan's Brandon Reeves. Reeves, linebacker, stretching the play out deep in their own territory. Dort College can't afford to go for it here. Facing fourth down and 1. Thought Francis was maybe going to be able to work his way up the field for another yard or so, but he had to make something out of nearly nothing. So Dort College punting from their own 17, and Bonestro gets away a wobbler. That's going to bounce at about midfield. Bounces straight in the air and goes out of bounds. So Wesleyan, that field position exchange. Wesleyan punted from their own 28 moments ago. Dort College punts from their own 7. Now Wesleyan will have it. Well, Dort College didn't punt from their own 7, but rather their own 16. But Wesleyan now gets it at midfield. So that exchange of possessions works out well for Wesleyan. 6:39 left to play. Third period. I formation for Wesleyan. New quarterback in. This is Nate Hopman. Hopman getting the call here with his team up 24-7. Hopman has played a fair amount this week. He hands it off to Dustin Bryant. And Bryant, little or no gain on the play. And a flag comes in late. Sam Ashmore, Seth Vandevoort on the tackle. Flag thrown in the Nebraska Wesleyan backfield. And this looks like it's a holding penalty on Wesleyan. And Dort College, I would think, will take the yards. So a 10-yard penalty on Wesleyan, back to their own 40. And it'll be first down and 20 for Wesleyan after the holding penalty. We didn't get an indication who that was against. Well, last night at the high school football games in Northwest Iowa, it was bundle-up time, sweatshirts, the hats, the winter coats, everything on a windy, cold night this afternoon. Shirt sleeves are the rule here in Sioux Center. Game time temperatures plus 60, so you'll take that in mid-October. Back to pass is Hopman. Hopman throws over the middle, incomplete. Jammed up on the play was the receiver, Connor Davis. Davis and Anthony Hallam jousting, and the pass falls incomplete. It's second down and 20. Wesleyan content to throw the football a lot this afternoon. First half of play, they had 27 passing attempts. Hopman in the gun. He's got a setback with him. Receiver right and left, and now we've got a flag on the play, and this is going to be against Wesleyan and maybe an illegal formation. Well, it's going to be against Wesleyan, and it looks like a procedure penalty. We'll get the indication from our official, Thomas Koss. It'll set up second down and 25, and Wesleyan not doing themselves any favors. Well, they whistle it on Wesleyan's Caleb Armstrong. And Dort College trailing 24-7. The defense getting some help from Wesleyan's offense as they've been penalized for 15 yards on this series. Hopman, shotgun, keeps it himself. He's going to keep it himself up the middle, and he gains back 13 of the 15 yards. Wesleyan has lost via penalty. Seth Vandevoort and Benoit Harris on the tackle. And that's going to bring up third down. And they actually mark his knee down at the 46-yard line. So third down and 14. Third and 14 for the defenders on defense. See if they can get a stop here. Applegate is the left defensive end. The nose is Chris McCoy. Wesleyan in shotgun. Hopman takes the snap. Three-man rush by the defenders. Pass up the sideline is complete. First down yardage for Wesleyan to the Dort College 35-yard line. John Gardner picks himself up slowly out of the Wesleyan backfield. 20-yard pickup on the play for Wesleyan into Dort College territory on the pass completion. And that pass completed to Dustin Bryant. And John Gardner will limp off of the field. And you've got Dwight Green checking in at a right defensive end for him. Under center, Wesleyan. Send a man in motion from left to right. Hand it off up the middle. Not much there for Dustin Bryant. Bryant picks up maybe 2 yards on the play. Things got plugged up pretty quickly. Seth Vandevoort on the tackle. Seth with a ton of tackles this afternoon. He's the leading tackler for Dort College. Vandevoort, 34 solos, 26 assisted coming into today's contest. He's going to have well over 40 solo tackles after this one's done. Second down and 8 for Wesleyan in Dort College territory at the 33-yard line. 4:20 remaining third quarter. Wesleyan sends a man in motion. They hand it off and a short gain on the play. Another 3-yard pickup, and Wesleyan starting to grind it on the defenders. Dustin Bryant with a carry. Dwight Green, that defensive end over there, making the tackle for Dort College. Chris McCoy also in on the stop. So Dort College, the defense has played pretty well this afternoon, put in some tough spots early. And now Wesleyan facing third down and 5. They need to get to the Dort College 25 for a first down. Hopman in the gun. They send a man in motion. They pitch it. Option pass for Wesleyan and running out of room. And nothing there that time. Josh Nollmeyer coming up to make sure. Corey Jones has nowhere to go. Jones had it in his right hand like he wanted to pass it. Now Wesleyan facing fourth down and 11 yards after the 6-yard loss on the play. They'll probably go for it here. Not much to gain by punting it. Too long of a field goal attempt. This would be a 53-yard attempt. And with little or no wind, so Nebraska Wesleyan will go for it. Hopman has Bryant in the backfield. Two receivers to the right and the left for Wesleyan. Hopman in the gun. And they go to the quick kick. That's going to take a bounce inside the 10-yard line. Wesleyan will down it near the goal line. Well, Hopman with the quick kick out of the shotgun. And so Wesleyan punts it. And Dort College will take over deep in their own territory. And for Dort College, they need a big play to get out from the shadow of their own goalpost. They're at their own 1-yard line with 2:51 left to play in the third period. So Nebraska Wesleyan sends the defense onto the field. Dort College got Leonard Manuel at fullback. Let's see if Dort College can get something up the middle. No, they pitch it right side over to Pickney. Pickney out to the 5, and he's going to be brought down at the 5-yard line, and a punishing hit that time. 4 players there for Wesleyan as they pursue to the football so well. Cody Eiler and Michael Hittner coming from the cornerback and safety positions on that side of the field to make the tackle. And Pickney, he's going to know he's been in a football game tomorrow morning when he drags himself out of bed. Fake the handoff. Here's the pitch over to Fennig. Fennig at the goal line, and he's brought down. A loss on the play, but we've got a tackle. We've got a flag thrown. Russell Walton drug Fennig down, it looked like, by the collar. And Fennig picks himself up. He'll limp to the sideline under his own power. Here's the call from the official. Yep. Looked like he got his hands inside the pads, actually, up on the shoulder of Daniel Fennig and drug him down. That's a 15-yard penalty. Dort College will have it first down and 10 at their own 20-yard line. So first down and 10 for the defenders at their own 20. Fennig off of the field right now. Francis in place of him. They hand it off to Manuel, and there's nothing there on the fullback dive. Nebraska Wesleyan has really plugged up that middle. That's been a pretty productive play for Dort College so far this season. And Manuel averaging 5.9 yards per carry coming into the contest. Van Kemp and the other fullback averaging 3.5 yards per carry. Wesleyan has shut it down this afternoon. Henricks under center. Henricks back to pass. Pumps. Rolls right. Throws off his back foot to the sideline, incomplete. And now a flag on the play. They're going to say Henricks was not outside the tackle box, is my guess. Well, they say that he was outside the tackle box, so they will wave the flag off. 1:34 left to go in the third period. Dort College trails 24-7. 24-7 our score. And Kyle Henricks is under center. Third down and 10 for the defenders. Back to pass, Henricks. Henricks stops, passes over to Francis. Francis fighting his way forward. Did he get there? They're going to say he was short of the first down. They do not give him the spot of the football. Less than a yard. Dort College trailing 24-7 with 1:17 left to go in the third. They might need to go for it here. Fourth down and one. Dort College will go for it. They get Henricks on the keeper, and they submarine the play, and I don't think he got it. Judging by where the line judge is trotting in on the line here on the near side, he did not get it. Somebody shot through in the middle of the middle of the line, submarined the play, and Henricks is stopped short of the first down by less than a yard. And Wesleyan will take over first down and 10 at the Dort College 29-yard line. So Wesleyan will have it first down and 10, and a short field for Wesleyan to work with, and for Dort College, he had to go for it. 1:01 left to play in the third period. Less than a yard to go. If you can't get that yard at this point, you're probably not going to get it later in the game either. Nate Hopman, the quarterback. Hopman is going to roll right, stops, under pressure, passes incomplete. Vinoy Harris on the coverage. Pass intended for Nick Lovell. I beg your pardon, that was Chris McCoy. McCoy actually coming over to make that. He was dropping into pass coverage. So McCoy, number 59 rather than 49, making that play. Breaking up the pass. It'll be second down and 10. Hopman back to pass. Looking. Passes to the left. And the pass is completed, but short of the first down. A pickup of 5 on the play. That pass completed to Connor Davis, and it'll be third down and 5. Third and 5 for Wesleyan at the Dort College 24. Still 24-7, Wesleyan in front, less than a half a minute left to play in this quarter. Third period of play. We haven't had many stoppages in play this afternoon. Hopman under center, and the pitch, nothing there. Sam Ashmore on the tackle of Jordan Delbaugh, and a loss of 2 on the play, and it'll be fourth down and 8. So fourth down and 8, and that'll bring the quarter to a close. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. It's going to bring our third quarter to a close. Wesleyan leads by 17. We'll be back with a fourth quarter of action right after this. 24-7 our score. We go to the fourth quarter. Wesleyan facing fourth down and eight at the Dort College 28-yard line. Back to pass is Hoffman. Hoffman looking, dumps it underneath, and that's going to be enough for a first down as sidestepping a defender is Nebraska Wesleyan and Blake Whitney. And Whitney picks up enough for a first down. Down to the 15-yard line, and they'll actually mark him out of bounds at the 17. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Wesleyan in front, 24-7. And Wesleyan has it after they convert on fourth down and eight. Inside the Dort College 20 to the 17-yard line. Hoffman is under center. I formation. Hoffman turns and hands it to a new running back for Wesleyan. That is Blake Whitney. Whitney on the carry. Gain of one or two on the play. Dort College through three quarters. Outgained 107-74 on the ground. 300-86 overall. So Dort College trailing 24-7. Wesleyan with a football in Dort College territory, and they're taking their time now. Second down and eight. Hoffman sends a man in motion. Back to pass. Hoffman passed over the middle. Incomplete. Intended for Brooks Earhart. And that'll bring up third down and eight. Third down and eight for Wesleyan. This position, if they don't get it here, I would think they'll go for a field goal as they're now within field goal range. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Today's broadcast made possible by Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. With the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Now we'll have a timeout on the field. Timeout charge to Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort College trailing 24-7. 13:45 left to play in this ballgame. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after the timeout, right after this. Wesleyan with the football facing third down and eight. Hoffman is under center. He's got two backs in the backfield, and we've got movement. And Nebraska Wesleyan called for an illegal substitution, and that'll make it third down and 13 with 13:45 remaining. Wesleyan now with it at the Dort College 20-yard line. Hoffman on in relief of Tyler Francis at quarterback. Hoffman throws for 145 yards a game. He's a senior from Omaha. The starter this afternoon, Tyler Francis, a sophomore, a transfer from Peru State. So Hoffman is under center facing third down and long. Three down linemen for the defenders. Back to pass is Hoffman. Hoffman has time. Pass is completed to the 10-yard line. Where will they give him forward progress to? Looks like just inside the 10, and that's short of the first down. Ray Cleveland on the tackle. And that'll bring up fourth down and 2 yards. Fourth down and two to go. Wesleyan continuing to milk the clock. And they'll bring Aaron Lorraine in from the sideline. Well, Wesleyan, those three early touchdowns. Three early touchdowns that gave him a cushion to work with. Aaron Lorraine, 7 of 11 on field goals. He's hit a 31-yarder already today. This is a 27-yarder, and this one is up and through. And Lorraine now has a 27-yard field goal to his credit. And Wesleyan leads it 27-7. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Wesleyan kicking off after the field goal. That made it 27-7 with 13:02 left to go in the game. Dort College trails by 20. Been a tough go of it here in the second half for Dort College to get anything going offensively. Aaron Lorraine with a kickoff, and that's going to go through the end zone. And Wesleyan will send the defense onto the field. Dort College's offense will start from their own 25-yard line. So first down and 10 to go for Dort College at their own 25. Still got some time, but you've got to catch some breaks. And first and foremost, you've got to put together a drive here. Kyle Henricks has gone the distance for Dort College this afternoon at quarterback. Bryce Rustler on the sideline with a knee injury suffered last week at Dakota Wesleyan. Henricks back to pass, and his pass intended for Fennig is out of his reach. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. It'll be second down and 10. Fennig outside the numbers at the 31-yard line, unable to reel that in. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Engelhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodabor is an agent, 712-737-6000. Under center is Henricks. Henricks back to pass. Henricks pass intended for Fennig. Falls incomplete. That'll bring up third down and 10. Kyle Henricks has not been sharp passing the ball this afternoon. Some games this season he has been right on the mark with his passes, but today has not been that day. 12:54 left to go. Ball game. Dort College trails 27-7. Josh Van Kampen is in the backfield. Fennig is to the right. You've got Pickney in the slot to the left, along with Van Grouse split off to the left. Back to pass is Henricks. Henricks' pass is completed near the first down marker. They won't give him a favorable spot. It's going to be near the 35-yard line where they marked the football. And that's going to be short of the first down, it appears, by the length of a football. No, the referee will say first down. From my vantage point, it didn't look like it. Dort College, maybe that's the break the defenders needed. And Wesleyan surrenders the first down, and Henricks trying to engineer a scoring drive here. Hand off to Van Kampen. Van Kampen, a two-yard pickup on the play. It's second down and eight. Second down and 8 yards to go. Van Kampen, a short gain on the fullback dive up the middle. Dort College trailing 27-7. This was 21-0 midway through the first quarter. Really changed the complexion of this game in a hurry with an interception return for a touchdown to start the scoring for Nebraska Wesleyan. And then they capitalized on two short fields for scoring drives to make it 21-0. Since then, it's been two field goals for the Prairie Wolves. Henricks fakes the pitch. They come with a blitz, and Henricks gets rid of it. Middle of the field, falls incomplete. Coming on the blitz was Brett Katzer. And that'll bring up third down and eight. Pass falls incomplete. 11:54 left to play in the ballgame. Dort College will put Pickney in the slot to the right. I beg your pardon. Fennig is to the right. Pickney is to the left. Back to pass is Henricks. Henricks flushed from the pocket. Pass falls incomplete. Again, pressure applied by Nebraska Wesleyan. Taylor Tekalsty. Taylor Tekalsty with the pressure. And on the incomplete pass, Dort College facing fourth down and nine, and they'll send Bonestro onto the field to punt. So Bonestro will kick it away. Cody Eiler lets it drop. And Aaron Francis will down it at the 22-yard line. Wesleyan will take over first down and 10 at their own 23. 11:39 left to play in the game. So Wesleyan with this one in hand right now. Dort College can get a quick score somehow. Wesleyan playing it a little more conservatively here in the last couple of drives. Hopman, the quarterback. Hopman is going to keep it. No, pitches to the left. Back up running back and forced out of bounds. Nebraska Wesleyan's Blake Whitney. Whitney, a freshman. And Whitney picks up a couple of yards on the play before he's forced out of bounds. Got that pitch very deep in the backfield. And runaways just get back to the original line of scrimmage. It's second down and 9. Nate Hopman in the gun. 5 wideouts, 3 to the right, 1 to the left, 2 to the left, that is. Hopman keeps it himself on the design play, and he is met at the 27-yard line. Sam Ashmore on the tackle. Gain of 4 on the play, though. More yardage there than I initially thought. It's going to be 3rd down and 3 for Wesleyan. Well, Wesleyan milking the clock. 20 seconds on the play clock, 10:48 on the game clock. Wesleyan leads 27-7. Wesleyan up to the line of scrimmage. And the snap back to Hopman. Hopman, pass over the middle, intercepted by Cleveland. Cleveland has it at the 40, trying to get to the sideline. He's to the 35. Gets a block, 30, and drug down at the 28-yard line. Sedort College gets a play on defense. Ray Cleveland with the interception. Middle of the field, and he brings it all the way back to the Nebraska Wesleyan 28-yard line before he's finally brought down. Sedort College with an opportunity to capitalize. They'll send the offense onto the field. First down, 10 to go at the 28 with 10:18 remaining in the game. Send a man in motion. They pitch it to Grease, and Grease is brought down on the reverse. He's thrown for a 12-yard loss on the play. Russell Walton on the tackle. So nothing there for David Grease on the reverse. They had everything flowing to the right. Grease coming back to the left, and Russell Walton wasn't fooled at all. 12-yard loss. Second down and 22. Fennig is in the slot to the left. Grease to the right. Van Grau also to the left. Pass completed to Fennig. Fennig to the 35, so he gets 4 yards back on the play. It's going to be third down and 18. I beg your pardon. Third down. Well, it's going to be about 18 yards. Maybe just a little bit less than that, but it's third down and long. Dort College with it at the Nebraska Wesleyan 35. A drive that started at the 28-yard line and went backwards on the first play from scrimmage. Henrichs under center. Draw play. They hand it to Manuel, and Manuel is tackled on the play, and a flag thrown in the backfield. And I'm going to guess this is a face masking penalty. A Nebraska Wesleyan player came in high on the tackle attempt of Manuel. Here's the call from the official. And the face masking penalty is called on the play. It's 15 yards for the defenders, and that'll bring it all the way near the down near the 20-yard line. So first down on the play. They'll mark it just inside the 20. First down and 10 to go for the defenders in Wesleyan territory at the 20-yard line, trailing 27-7. Is Dort College 9:20 remaining in the game. Pickney in motion left to right. They're going to run option. Henrichs keeps it himself, and Henrichs is dropped after a 1 yard gain on the play. Wesleyan's Tyler Tekulski on the tackle. Short gain on the play for Henrichs. That'll bring up second down and long. Second and long. Henrichs under center. Back to pass, Henrichs. Henrichs steps, pass over the middle, incomplete, intended for Grease. And that's going to bring up third down and 10. Third down and 10. This drive started at the Nebraska Wesleyan 28-yard line after the interception by Ray Cleveland. And Nebraska Wesleyan leads 27-7. Since that 21-0 outburst by Wesleyan to start the game, it's been a 7-6 contest. Back to pass is Henrichs. Henrichs pass to the middle, completed to Van Grau, and Van Grau has enough for a first down. He's down at the 8-yard line. It's first and goal to go for the defenders. Climbing the ladder that time for Dort College, Daryl Van Grau, a sophomore from Meridian, Idaho. And Dort College has it first down and goal to go. They mark him at the 9, actually. First and goal to go from the 9. 8:28 left to play in the contest. Fennig in motion. Henricks keeps it, and Henricks is dropped for no gain. For the tackle, again, Russell Walton. Walton in on several stops for Nebraska Wesleyan, number 44, middle linebacker. In this 4-3 set for Wesleyan. So second down and goal to go. Henricks pitches right side over to Pickney. Pickney has a blocker. He's to the 10, cuts it back, and he's stacked up at the 8. A lot of running just to pick up 1 yard for Pickney, and he's brought down. Cody Eiler coming up on the run support. That's going to be third down and goal. Third down and goal to go. Football at the 8-yard line. 7:25 and counting, ball game. Manuel is the fullback, Dort College with it. Henricks. Henricks throws it up towards the end zone, and there's nothing there. Pass falls incomplete, intended for Van Grau, and Dort College now facing fourth down. Fourth down and goal. 7:15 and counting. Dort College will go for it here. 27-7, Dort College trailing. Dort College right now with 20 seconds on the play clock. Henricks under center. You've got Pickney to the left, Fennig to the right. They send Pickney in motion. Back to pass is Henricks. Henricks tries to throw it, and he's in the grasp. Tries to find Trey Pickney, and it's underthrown, and Pickney can't get to it. He was at the 5-yard line. Trying to come back to the underthrown pass. And Dort College will turn it over on downs. Wesleyan will take over. First down and 10 at their own 10-yard line. 7:09 left to play in the contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So Wesleyan, Hoffman pitches, and not much there for Nebraska Wesleyan and Blake Whitney. So Dort College on defense, and you look at it and you say, well, the ball's deep in Nebraska Wesleyan territory. If you can force another turnover, give your offense another chance. Starting to run out of time for the defenders, though, trailing 27-7. So Wesleyan in the gun. And back in is Tyler Francis. So Francis back in at quarterback. Handoff up the middle. And Blake Whitney carries it straight up the middle. Gains 14 on the play. A first down. Wesleyan has it at their own 24-yard line. Cam Petrie, safety for the defenders, coming up to make the tackle. Wesleyan shuttles four players in from the sideline. Nebraska Wesleyan taking as much time as they can in between plays now. Under 6 minutes left to go in the game. Under center is Francis. Francis turns and gets the pitch away as he goes down. Vinoy Harris. Beg your pardon, that was Chris McCoy. McCoy, number 49, making contact with Francis as he pitched the football, and a loss of a yard on the play. So the running back was drugged down immediately. That'll bring up second down and 11. Again, Wesleyan will let the clock wind down. Leading 27-7 with 5:20 left to go in the game. Three receivers to the left, two to the right. Passing situation, Tyler Francis, the quarterback. Back to passes Francis out of the shotgun. Pass is completed to the sideline. And forced out of bounds, Wesleyan's Brooks Earhart near the 30. Short of the first down by 3 yards. Jordan Birdsong on the stop for the defenders. Well, I don't believe that was Birdsong. That was Seth Vandervoort, linebacker, flowing with a play, making the tackle. Didn't give him a generous spot. They mark him out of bounds, actually, at the 28. So it's going to be third down and 7. 4:50 left to play in the game. Francis has a running back. Tight end set to the right. Back to pass is Francis. Francis passed over the middle. Incomplete. Ray Cleveland arriving at Ryan Larson at the same time as the football. Pass falls incomplete. It'll be fourth down, and Wesleyan will punt with a clock stop. 4:39 left to go in the game. Wesleyan 27, Dort College 7. Change of possession coming. Kelby Vandenberg on to punt for Nebraska Wesleyan. So Wesleyan, that early cushion today, and that changed the complexion of the contest entirely. Trey Pickney on the punt return, and he's going to be brought down after a 5-yard return to his own 35-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 for Fort Ord College at their own 35. 4:26 left to play. Offense has been pretty hard to come by for the defenders this afternoon after that explosion of over 600 yards last week against Dakota Wesleyan in Mitchell. Kyle Henricks has gone the distance at quarterback. He's under center. Josh Van Kempen is the fullback. Ronaldo snaps it back to Henricks. Henricks steps up in the pocket. Pass completed to Francis, and Francis, short gain on the play. It's going to be second down and 9, so a 1-yard gain on the play. .405 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Back to pass is Henricks. Henricks, pass intended for Rockland Mao on the far side. The 30-yard line of Nebraska Wesleyan falls incomplete. It's third down and 9. 3:54 left to go in the contest. Coming up this week on KDCR, volleyball on Tuesday evening from Laddie E. Simple Arena in Yankton, South Dakota. Dort College taking on the Mount Marty Lancers next week, Saturday. I beg your pardon, more volleyball on Friday night. Dort College home with Buena Vista. Back to pass is Henricks. Henricks passed over the middle, incomplete, in and out of the hands of a Nebraska Wesleyan player. But we have a flag on the play. Line judge threw the flag at the point of contact. Coverage by Seth Wardine. Yeah, the interception early this afternoon for Wesleyan, that set the tone with a 65-yard interception for a touchdown return. Now the officials conferring. Wouldn't be surprised if this one gets picked up and waved off. Well, they're going to call pass interference on Nebraska Wesleyan and Seth Wardine. Looked to me, all honesty, like Wardine had position on the play and was just able to hold the receiver out. Very nearly intercepted it. Dort College will take it. First down and 10 to go in Wesleyan territory at the 48-yard line. 3:49 left to play in the game. Kyle Henricks is under center. Van Kempen, the fullback. Back to pass is Henricks. Henricks looking left. Pass intended for Francis. Falls incomplete. It'll be second down and 10. Again, next week on KDCR Volleyball Tuesday and Friday. Home volleyball on Friday night. Saturday afternoon, more football. Dort College stepping outside of the Great Plains Athletic Conference for the second time this season as they host Dakota State 1 week from today. That's all part of Parents Weekend. Busy weekend next weekend. Home soccer as well. Under center is Henricks. Henricks back to pass. Flushed from the pocket, and he goes down. Quarterback sack for Nebraska Wesleyan. Russell Walton and Taylor Tekulski will get half a sack each. Loss of five on the play. It's third down and 15. Clock rolling, 3:25 left to go in the game. Aaron Francis checks out of the football game. Trey Pickney back in. He'll line up in the slot to the left. Fennec to the right. The near side receiver is Sam Verhulst. Back to pass. It's completed to Trey Pickney. Short of the first down by 2 yards. Into Nebraska Wesleyan territory at the 41-yard line. And that'll bring up fourth down and 2 for the defenders. They need to get past the 39, near the 38 for a first down. So fourth down and short for the defenders. Back to pass is Henricks. Henricks, pass completed to Pickney. Pickney has some work to do, though, and Trey Pickney close to a first down. Where will they give him progress to is the question. There's a flag on the play as well at the 35-yard line. So we've got a flag on the play. We've got the spot of the football. A few different things to sort out here. Flag was thrown at the 35. Pickney caught it at the 40. Another face masking penalty against Nebraska Wesleyan, and they have had trouble this afternoon getting out of their own way with some major penalties. I believe that is the third face masking penalty on the Prairie Wolves. 2:32 and counting as they wind the clock into play. First and 10 for the defenders at the 29. Back to pass is Henricks. Henricks pumps, throws to the corner of the end zone, and we've got a flag on the play at the 10. Another flag on the play, this one thrown at the 10-yard line. And here's the call from the official. So holding penalty on Wesleyan that time. So Nebraska Wesleyan called for the holding penalty, defensive holding on the receiver, impeding the progress of the receiver. 2:24 left to go in the game. North College trails 27-7. And the football marked at the 12-yard line. First and 10 for the defenders at the Wesleyan 12. Henricks sends a man in motion left to right. That's Francis. Back to pass is Henricks. Henricks pass over the middle intended for Daniel Fennec falls incomplete. It'll be second down and 10 to go from the 12. So Dort College still looking for the first win of the season. Trailing by 20 here. Henricks under center, Van Kempen behind him. Back to pass is Henricks. Henricks pass over the middle, intercepted. Taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Bringing it out to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, and forced out of bounds. Nebraska Wesleyan's Chris Heibel. Heibel grabbed the deflected pass near the goal line. Brought it out to the 35-yard line. And that's where Wesleyan will take over, first down and 10. And they'll mark him out of bounds. Well, officially, I thought it was near the 35. And there was a penalty on the play against Dort College. Nebraska Wesleyan will decline the penalty. And Wesleyan will take over first down and 10 at their own 34. Wesleyan just simply has to run out the clock here. Dort College does have timeouts remaining if they elect to use them. 2:08 left to play in the contest. Francis is under center, I formation for Wesleyan. Wesleyan will get their first win of the conference season today, their second of the year. Hand off to the tailback. Not much there. Back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. They whistle the play dead. Running back is Nate Jones. Jones on the carry. And it'll be second down and long. Well, they can take it down to about a minute 20 before they have to snap the football for Wesleyan. They break their huddle. 15 seconds on the play clock. Under center is Francis. I formation. They pitch it to Jones. Jones, the ball carrier, and Jones met at the 35-yard line, driven down at the 36. Ashmore, Vandevort, and Vinoy Harris on the tackle. It's going to be third down and 8. 1:13 remaining in the game. So third and long coming up for Nebraska Wesleyan at their own 36-yard line. Under a minute left to play in this game. Francis is going to run option to the right. Pitches instead in the middle, and it's a forward pass. That inside shovel pass, the ball actually going forward, so no fumble on the play. It's not a lateral. It's not a pitch behind him, but a forward pass behind the line of scrimmage. And that'll bring up fourth down. Fourth down and long, and Wesleyan will punt. 47 seconds left to go in the game. On to punt for Wesleyan is Kelby Vandenberg. Vandenberg averaging 41.2 yards per punt coming into the contest. Line of scrimmage at the 36-yard line, and this is a dandy. That'll drive Pickney back inside the 10. He fields it at his own 8-yard line. Gets a block. He's to the 10. Gets another block to the 20 and thrown down at the 28-yard line. Tackle made by Brett Katzer for Nebraska Wesleyan. And Ord College will take over first down and 10 at their own 27-yard line. So first and 10 for Nebraska Wesley, for Dort College. After the exchange of possession, Dort College with it at their own 27. Wesleyan with their 4-3 front. Henricks rolls left, stops, plants, throws to the sideline. It's intercepted at the 38-yard line. And downed immediately, the interception by Nebraska Wesleyan and Drew Ogna. Drew Ogga, that is, with the interception, and Wesleyan will come onto the field with 26 seconds left to go in the contest, and they have to snap the football one time. Well, Dort College with two home games remaining. They go next week, and then 3 weeks from today, they'll be at home with Doan College. Two road games remaining as well after today. They turn, hand it off to Jones. Jones the ball carrier, and that's going to be the ball game. Wesleyan will not have to snap the football again. Dort College will not call timeout. And that's going to be our final. Nebraska Wesleyan 27, Dort College 7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more. The post-game wrap-up brought to you by Wireless World. Coming up right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders fall to Nebraska Wesleyan in Great Plains Athletic Conference football action this afternoon. Final score 27-7. Here's how the scoring took place. This is the Wireless World postgame wrap-up brought to you by Wireless World. Scoring recap, Seth Wardeen started the scoring for Nebraska Wesleyan with 11:28 left to go in the first quarter. He picked off a Kyle Henricks pass at the 35-yard line and raced 65 yards to start the scoring, making it 7-0. Less than 2.5 minutes later, Jordan Delbaugh took it in from 2 yards out, capping a 6-play, 31-yard drive to make it 14-0. Wesleyan capitalizing on the second Dort College turnover of the day. A fumble, and they punch it in on the 31-yard drive. Lightning struck again. Nebraska Wesleyan forces a fumble at the Dort College 13-yard line. 3 plays later, Dustin Bryant goes in from 7 yards out. A 7-yard pass play from Tyler Francis to Dustin Bryant to make it 21-0. And Wesleyan was able to play it very conservatively from there on out. And Dort College got on the board with 9:10 left to go in the second period. An Aaron Francis 2-yard touchdown run, followed by a Barry Dykstra point after. 8 plays, 53 yards. Dort College made it 21-7. Wesleyan scored the last 6 points of the ball game on a pair of field goals. One, a 31-yard field goal by Aaron Lorraine. The other, a 26-yard field goal with 13:02 left to go in the contest to make the final 27-7. Things look like this for Dort College. Offensively, Daniel Fennig, 8 carries for 34 yards. Dort College limited to 59 yards on 42 rushes this afternoon. Trey Pickney, 10 carries for 17 yards. Josh Van Kempen and Aaron Francis, 3 and 2 carries respectively. Van Kempen, 8 yards. Francis, 6 yards. Kyle Henricks, 8 of 26 through the air for 54 yards and 4 interceptions. Aaron Francis, 3 catches for 13 yards. Daryl Van Grau, 2 catches for 21 yards. Daniel Fennig, 2 catches for 8 yards. Heath Bonestro punted 7 times for the defenders for a 39.4 yards per punt average. Seth Vandevoort had 7 solo and 5 assisted stops. Sam Ashmore had 7 solo and 3 assisted stops. Vinoy Harris and Ray Cleveland each with 6 solo tackles. Ray Cleveland also credited with a tackle for a loss. Ashmore with 2 tackles for a loss. And Cleveland also had an interception. For Nebraska Wesleyan, Dustin Bryant, 12 carries for 53 yards. Aaron Lorraine, 1 carry for 37 yards. Blake Whitney, 5 carries for 18 yards. Tyler Francis, 20 of 33 through the air for 174 yards. Four different receivers had 4 catches each. Dustin Bryant, Brooks Earhart had 39 and 38 yards respectively. Connor Davis had 23 yards. Jordan Delbaugh, 21 yards receiving on 4 catches. Vandenberg punted 6 times for a 45.1 yards per punt average. Seth Wardine, 11 solo tackles for Nebraska Wesleyan, along with a 65-yard interception return for a touchdown. Russell Walton, 6 solo, 2 assisted stops. Brett Katzer, 4 solo, 4 assisted stops. Brandon Reeves, 4 solo, and 2 assisted tackles. 27-7, our final score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break. You're listening to the Wireless World postgame wrap. Back with more to wind things down from Open Space Park right after this. Recapping the scores then for today on in terms of Dort College athletics, the Dort College volleyball team loses to Viterbo this morning, 3-0. They're on the court right now with nationally rated Taylor. No update on that score. GPAC football this afternoon. Dort College loses to Nebraska Wesleyan 27-7. Women's soccer, Midland over Dort 6-1. Men's soccer, Dort College 2, Midland 1. No other games have gone final, according to our scoreboard at least, for Great Plains Athletic Conference play. Well, now another one has gone final. Concordia gets a field goal late. They defeat Northwestern 17-16 in Seward. Morningside led Dakota Wesleyan 30-7 at halftime. And no report on that. Midland and Morningside, that game set to begin shortly, so that one's not even underway yet. Dakota State and Briarcliff, looks like they're locked up 28-28 in the fourth quarter. So that's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College football. Once again, it was Nebraska Wesleyan over Dort College by a final score of 27-7. This afternoon in Great Plains Athletic Conference action at Open Space Park in Sioux Center, 27-7, the final score, Wesleyan over the Dort College defenders. That'll do it till Tuesday night when we're back on the air with volleyball from Yankton, South Dakota, when the Dort College defenders take on the Mount Marty Lancers from Laddie Semple Arena. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker, bidding you a good afternoon.